Blog Talk Radio.
Come into your God. So come into your heart. Come into your God.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. Today is June 11th, 2022. Welcome. My name is Carmen, and I'll be your host for tonight. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for allowing us to come together to hear your word, for allowing us to get testimonies about you, to glorify your name tonight. Thank you, Father, for in you there is peace, love, and joy. I pray you help the callers tonight to understand that you came to set them free, that they too can be free of whatever is separating them from walking in your truth. Open spiritual eyes tonight, Father, and their hearts to understand your truth so that they can be free to live the life you have already paid for. Help my words tonight to be your words to set the captives free. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good evening, everyone. I hope you had an awesome week. I pray you all find yourselves in a good place tonight. And if you're not, well, you will be. That is, if you stay tuned and give yourself enough time to wind down and be still to hear what the Lord has to say to you tonight. Some of you have this spiritual ADD going on, and you jump from here to there, and you don't stay still. And so let me tell you, you're never going to get anything that way. Be still. Okay, give me a moment, because I have to let Prophet Randy know that I'm on. Okay, hold one. And I'll be right with you guys. All right. So as I was saying, be still and stay put. It's like when you go to a movie You don't go to the movie in the middle or the end of the movie and think you're going to understand what the movie was all about, right? It could be a good movie, but you missed out on the good parts. So when you come at the end of the show, unless you're going to come back and listen to the show, you're going to miss the good parts. So, well, the same goes when we come into some of these shows, you know, on PGN. We got to come in at the beginning or at least give yourself some time to be able to, there Prophet Randy goes, he's sending the notifications. So give yourself some time to listen to the shows at the beginning, to hear the whole message, because sometimes you miss the importance of what the show is all about. And we have something that connects with this and that and that and this to give you a bigger picture. So you're going to get what you put into it. If you stay and hear what is going to be said, then you'll understand. Okay. We all have busy lives nowadays, right? And there are many voices out there offering false hope. But if you really want to tune into God, he's going to show you how to tune into him. Here on PGN, we help you to tune into God. Some of the ways that we do that is by giving you God's word. We give it to you in love. We give you encouragement in God's word. And yes, sometimes tough love, but always covered in God's love. If you haven't had a good week this week, well, let us get you back on track, all right? And so that's what we are. We're here tonight to be refreshed. And we have a lot of challenges out there in the world, and we don't need, you know, to be weighed down on a PGN show, right? We give you something so that you can run with that and have another week. The world offers many things, too, you know, that would, in our own naturality, seem kind of good, but inwardly, they don't offer you anything but fluff. Here on PGN, we're called to bring you higher, showing you God's ways that edify your spirit from the inside out. And that's why I always play that song. You know, she's talking about being a garden and how her relationship is with God from the inside out, living from the inside out. Maybe one day the Lord will give me a song or something like that for that song of the garden. The world offers you only things that gratify the flesh. We see that all the time with sex, with drugs, with anything that pleases, you know, the flesh. That offers, sometimes it offers religion that gives you the appearance of having God, but yet your life is heavier and emptier than it was before you even entered the religious side of things. The world offers you things that really don't give you life. So without any more delays, let's just get into the word that I want to give you tonight. And it's talking about listening to God. You may have say, well, is one of those messages? Well, it's a perspective of listening to God. Let me give you some advice. When you listen, sometimes you don't even need to get a personal word directly from a prophet when you come to PGN or anywhere else. Sometimes God will put a word in a man of God or a woman of God and use them to speak certain things that if you are not having a relationship with God, you're not going to pick these things up in the spirit. That word will drop in your own spirit and or in your thought that will get you into the direction that God wants you to go to. Sometimes we hear a lot of things, but then God has certain things that he'll guide us and direct our path, direct us, you know, go here, listen to this. A single word. It just needs to be a single word that will get you started to move you to seek God for more information. Even the men and women of God sometimes don't understand what they're giving to you in the fullest detail. They may know something, yet they might not even know it at all. It may seem one way and it may be something else. Yet they will know when it is being pulled out of them. I can tell when there's faith in you to pull certain things out of me. It's faith that pulls it out from the man or woman that God uses. I can tell you when there is faith around me, and I know that Jesus, there's scriptures where Jesus talks about that, where he can feel them pulling on him through faith. You don't have to say a word. I sent it. I understand, my brothers and sisters, it is for you to take that word that is dropped in your spirit and search it out for more instructions. That's why Prophet Randy says God's word is codes. It's a code, right? So I'm going to explain a little bit more about that tonight. Let me explain. As you're reading and spending time knowing God, you're developing a relationship. And you then begin to know how he thinks. You begin to know what God is all about, how you see patterns of how God is and who what he is all about. As you spend time with him, you begin to learn to recognize his voice and accept what you hear as his instructions to you. This is when you download something, like when you download something from a computer file, right, into your computer from another source, right? Before you do that, you need a password to open up files. Passwords are like, for those that are not familiar too much with computers, passwords are like keys, technological keys that will open the doors to files. God uses true men and women of God to speak important files into your life, sort of, you know, I'm trying to make the analogy for you. That information in the files can only be unlocked with special keys or passwords. Passwords that open up more important information intended only for you. So you can have information on your computer, but there are certain ones that are locked, and they're just meant for you. For example, when there's something important in a job, like I've been working, and or our bosses will tell us, hey, this is classified information. It is only for this person, intended for this person to reach that person. Well, then that information is then encrypted, right? And encrypted is the method by which information is converted into a secret code that hides the information, the information's true meaning. So whoever opens it up can't open it. They can see the email, but, you know, nobody else can see it but that person. But how can they get that password? It's meaningless in the hands of a person not intended to use it, right? But how does that person open the vital document that is only for them? They must have a relationship with the person who sent that email. If they don't have a relationship with the person that has sent them that email, then they can't open it. Like the other day, someone sent me something with some files. I didn't open it because I knew it wasn't for me on my phone, and they may have made a mistake. And so I deleted it. It might have been information that was only privy to that person. That person, or that it also could have been a hacker trying to get me to open an email that made me curious, and that could have damaged my phone. That person, the God, man, or a woman, then tell you that the way that you're sending the password, the key to use, or where to find it, the person that's going to send you that password, whether that's God in the supernatural, a man or a woman, they're going to tell you where to find that password so you can open it. It could be through a call. It could be through a letter. It could be through another email. So that person intended to receive the email can open the important document, but only when they are given instructions on where to get the password to go into it. And you don't normally, I've seen this mistake where people will send the password within the email. And the email is encrypted and it has the password. And that defeats the purpose of sending the letter encrypted. That's not how it goes. So the way that you have that password is through having the relationship with the person that is supposed to send you those important documents. It could be a lawyer. It could be a company. It could be anybody trying to send you something. So that person intended to receive the email can open up important documents later on. So are you seeing it? Is it important to spend time knowing the voice of God so that when he gives you some keys telling you, hey, be on the lookout for more important information I'm going to send you, I'm going to give you. So sometimes God goes deeper and he wants to give you, he alerts you that he wants to give you more. But because this information is only intended for you, you're the one that has to be the one to receive it. So that no one else takes that from you. It could be important what's in that email, okay? Here are the keys you need to use to open that. So that's what God says. Here are the keys. This is the password to open this. Okay. So basically, it's for codes. It's to give you the encryption is the codes. And so you have to know the password so you could open the code. Okay. So that, no one takes that. Okay. God will say, call so-and-so sometimes, you know, and here are the keys you need to open that. Call so-and-so and they'll give you a password, the key. So God may say, call this person. Maybe there's a clue to what he's trying to tell you. Learning to hear God's voice is very important. It sometimes sounds silly, but it's not. Especially today, as times are getting darker, we see in computer systems hackers and intruders who are becoming more and more skilled in stealing people's identities. They invade and take what is not theirs. They're going to take this in the spirit realm. The enemy is going to try to take your life. They're going to try to take your identity. The same with spiritual hackers and intruders. These are false prophets, demons, lying to you about who you are, teachers, preachers, you name it. Anyone from the fivefold ministry standing and saying that they're coming from God. If you are not having a relationship with God, you can easily be deceived, and they can take your files. They're used by the enemy to do you dirty, and to dirty your garments. They steal your identity in Christ. And if we don't know who we are in Christ, that takes a while to grow into knowing who you are in Christ. When you know who you are in Christ, you're not a baby anymore. Babies don't know who they are. They're still being trained. They're still being taught. So these people, the enemy, will want to steal your chances of bearing good fruit. And we spoke about the good fruit last week. And if you didn't hear about that, you can listen to last week's message. The enemy knows who and what to send out against you to invade your life. But, you know, just like in the technology world, if you're not careful and you start opening anything and doing anything you feel like doing, you could open yourself up to hackers, intruders. So, but guess what? God has a lot of updates against the intruders, and that's called his word. But if you don't get the latest updates for that word that he wants to give you, God's equipment, his armor, to stop that, you're in for a big surprise. And you're going to realize, I didn't download the latest update, and then intruders came into my computer, my life. Beware of those who give strange words, okay? That's another way the enemy will try to get into your life. If you know the Spirit of God, there will be a check in you, in your spirit. When you hear some of these words that some people give, you know the Word of God tells us, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not hear. So I've been, you know, scrolling through YouTube and things like that, and there are some strange characters out there giving some weird prophetic words, and I'm like, that's not the Lord. And, you know, because I want to hear what they have to say, if it sounds, you know, remotely true. Filter these things that come at you with the word and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Check it out. If you're having doubts about it, don't leave those checks unexamined. If you see in your computer that you have a virus scanner, And that virus scanner is blinking and saying, hey, you got a virus. You need to quarantine it. And you let it go. Guess what? That virus can go and do havoc in your computer, and they could render it useless. Example, you know that in companies, if they don't have that security set up, a company can find itself either through inside source or outside source that might want to try to come in. But if you don't notice that there's some strange things going on in your computer and it's not working like it's supposed to, and you neglect to examine that or to report it, that things are missing or that things have been added, then you don't see that, you didn't even see that before. It could be an intruder, a virus, a hacker who gets in. There's all kinds of enemies. If left unchecked, that enemy invading will have an advantage over you to do what it wants against that computer, against the enemy, the spiritual enemy, against your life. The same goes. There's a parallel here. Yes, God helps you, but he also needs you to come into agreement with him to help you out. I mean, if you think that God is going to do everything for you, it doesn't work that way. He wants you to come in agreement and say, yes, this is wrong. We got to do something about it because you were led by God. He wants you to follow his leading for you to act on. This is how God talks to you and shows you what to believe. Then you come in agreement by believing and speaking what he says. You believe it and you speak it, and that's by faith. It's not just, you know, you believe it and speak it and then by magic it's going to happen. It comes from your inner man by spending time with God, because God is going to give you those words and you're going to believe them, you know. And that's by faith. It's not by works. Many don't understand that many of their words are coming from the enemy himself. It sounds like God, but it's an evil. It's an evil, and I'm going to tell you what kind of evil it is. It's their evil forebodings. And God this past week has been showing me about that and reminding me about evil forebodings. And I would see it in some people. They were like, they would speak some words over themselves. It's kind of like a false prophecy. It is false prophecy. So evil foreboding are predictions. It's a portent, something that foreshadows a coming event, something that foresees that shadow of the event, but it's not a good event. It's a bad event. It's a strong inner feeling or notion of a future misfortune, evil, presentiment. So I remember also an evil foreboding is the act of someone forebodes, like an omen, like a prediction, like they feel it. They feel like something evil is going to happen. Well, God was showing me that when I was a child, I would feel that. It was my prophetic gift working, but because I didn't have Jesus, that gift was working on the opposite end with the enemy. And I could sense when people were going to die, and it was always evil stuff. And I was like, why am I, you know, always getting this? But it was, God had already predestined me to grow up to be who I am. But on the other side, it's work for evil. On God's side, God works it for his good, for good things. Okay? Because he has good plans with us to use us for good things. So you have to take a look at yourself. What are things that maybe that the enemy may have used you in the past when you were, you know, before Christ, BC, before Christ, that now you may still be operating in, and that it hasn't changed. So you need to speak to the Lord about that and say, you know, Lord, we got to do something about this. I need to get set free of this. So most times foreboding implies that something evil is coming, but sometimes it's used for anything bad up ahead, right? Like I used to think that, you know, I feel that somebody was going to die and they would die. Yeah, and I was like, oh, I would tell my mom, and my mom was like, oh, girl, be quiet. Don't say that. So, like, for example,
she had a foreboding that the trip would get canceled due to a hurricane. Even if the future and the weather said that it was a bright day and everything was, well, this person's going to be, it's kind of like a Debbie Downer. People that operate in the spirit, let me tell you, it is a spirit. It's a spirit of evil foreboding. These are people who have fear in their lives. This is what it is in their heart. It's in their heart. So you know what the Word of God says, right? The Word of God says, out of the mouth, the heart, the mouth speaks, right? So if it's in the heart, the mouth is going to speak it. And so even in our spiritual gifts, if we're not careful, we're going to be speaking these things and not realizing that we're expressing what the enemy wants. Well, there are believers that do not recognize that they are being used by the enemy to use their mouth to speak these evils. And let me tell you, these things can happen even when they are not of God. Because if these people are opening up their mouths to speak, what they don't understand is not coming from God, it can come to pass. But what people don't understand is that God protects those that walk in his truth. And if those words are directed to those godly people, that evil foreboding usually bounces back on the person that is standing against them. So, you know, you need to be, especially as we're growing up in the things of the Lord, it's important to understand when God uses you to send a hard word, or maybe you are a prophet or a pastor or a preacher, whatever you are, and God will send you to say a word, you better make sure that it's God sending it, because if you're opening your mouth and you got fear and you're speaking out of fear, the word, and it's being twisted, remember, you're the vessel, and what's going to come out is tainted with the vessel. So you that's why we always ask God, Lord, use me. Don't let anything that's not of you come out of my mouth. You know, take that out and let it be all you. So if you're under anxiety, that anxiety is going to come out in that prophetic word with anxiety. So we have to be careful, because we don't understand that as we, you know, give these words out to other people, it'll bounce off on you. If these people are walking right with God and it's not right, it's not a word from God, it's just like if you were, you know, you were working witchcraft. There have been evil foreboding spoken out that have come to pass. I know. I used to do it when I was a kid. And I didn't understand that it was my calling, but I didn't know God. When people put their trust in what the enemy says it can happen, this is what the enemy wants us to believe. He wants to fool us into believing that these evil forebodings are God's will. Beware, beware. That's why you don't listen to everybody out there. Because you got to be careful what they say, and especially if they're prophesying over you. These people out there, they got some crazy thinking. Okay, so Proverbs 15:15, all the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and forebodings. There it is. But he who has a glad heart has a continual feast regardless of circumstances. Haven't I told you? Haven't I taught you? That regardless of circumstances, you're going to be happy. Happy is being blessed, not because of how the circumstances, whatever is going on around you, when you trust the Lord, you're going to be happy. You're not going to be repeating what you see in your surroundings. You're not under your surroundings, regardless of your circumstances, you're going to have what God says you're going to have. So stop looking at what's going on in the world. Yeah, things are happening, but we need to pray. But we are not to be sucked into those evil forebodings. Remember what we covered in the past weeks, that our trust is in the Lord, not man, not in what is happening in the world. God tells us not to put our trust in man or in the things of the world. And looking at these things will make you anxious. I have a family member that was telling me how they were anxious since they were young, how she could recognize from back then that she had anxiety. But when I told her, well, pray and ask God, seek God, and he'll set you free. Oh, no, 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 not that. There was, there has got to be another way, like drugs, to fix the issue. They always run to the drugs. There must be another way. Maybe I need to go to a psychologist. Maybe I need medicine. I noticed that some won't pray about the things that they're going through, but prefer to talk about it for attention. If it's bad attention, they don't care. It's still attention. See how the enemy lies to them? They never are set free. They're stuck because they don't agree with God on how they are to get free. They're stuck. You need to come into agreement with God, and God will set you free. Let me tell you, many are walking in fear, and we've heard it because of the pandemic, that there is an increase of anxiety. People going to the hospitals because they can't handle it. People not wanting to work. This fear is invading even some believers' lives. It's sad to say. It's disabling you from the inside out because they're not looking into those things that God said, hey, check this, alert, alert. He's giving you and he's been giving them a check to stop and block those things out. I can understand that sometimes anxiety may come through food. Sometimes there's some food that when you were young, you could eat them, but then as you get older, you can't eat them, and it'll give you anxiety, and it'll mimic like something wrong. And that is also the enemy, using food to come and invade your body. So when you ignore these inner warnings from God, fear, and other things, if left unchecked, will work havoc inside of you, whether it's through your mind, whether it's through your eating, whether it's through your, you know, anything else, your relationships. Stop it before it gets the best of you. Many are living with anxiety because of the pandemic. Others for many, many years because they left it unchecked and haven't sought the Lord for freedom, not realizing that that's the reason what's causing their emotional craziness, their hormonal craziness, their spiritual and mental and physical issues in their lives. You are eating. What are you eating? Think about what you're thinking about. Think about what you're thinking about. You say, well, Sister Carmen, how do I do this? Keep your mind on God's word. Keep your mind on God's word. Pray and set time aside with him. Make time to go deeper into his word. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to hear the voice of God and distinguish it from the voice of the enemy. Many are making decisions in life based on their emotions, not coming from a relationship with God, not coming from a relationship with the word. They don't try to make their relationship grow. They're too busy. They're too busy for God. But then they're like, oh, poor me. Yeah, poor you. Understanding this walk only happens when we let God lead. And if you don't let God lead and you don't have time for him, how do you expect him to lead you? If you don't let God lead, the world will lead you, let me tell you. One or the other, your spirit man will grow or or the worldly things, your flesh will grow. And we spoke about that last week. And if you don't take charge, it will take charge for you. So some wait until their lives are in turmoil to begin letting God lead them. That will be, for some, that'll be a little bit too late. You let the enemy in, the virus, the hackers, the intruders, the false prophets, you let them in. There are consequences for waiting, right? When you have a computer and you don't listen to instructions and you open up emails that you're not supposed to open, or you don't take care of that virus that is telling you that it's in your computer and it quarantined it for a little bit, don't wait. Prepare. He will show you the way, what doors you need to go to, what doors you need not to go through. Do you need Jesus to show you where the open doors are? Seek him. Remember Peter? Peter was a fisherman. He had not caught fish. I bet you he was scared when he went out all night and couldn't find fish. As he's coming back to shore, he was, you know, really down and out. He comes back, I guess, feeling down and low. But then, with no fish, that means that if he didn't have any fish, he didn't have money to pay his bills, right? So here comes Jesus, and he tells him, hey, Peter, throw your net on the other side of the boat. Peter probably thought, this little carpenter, he's telling me what to do. I'm a fisherman. He doesn't know. He knows about carpentry, but he doesn't know anything about being a fisherman. He wants me to do what? How to fish? What? When he isn't even a fisherman? And he knew, but then he knew that there probably was rumors about Jesus. So he knew something in his spirit that this carpenter knows something that I don't know. He probably gave him that look and wanted to say, you know, something to Jesus, but in his spirit, he caught on to something. He probably gave Jesus that look like, what? So he probably did. And then he goes and he throws the net. All right. And so when you are being prophesied to, sometimes this happens. Some people will tell you, do this, and it goes against what you believe. Or somebody says, you know, they'll say, give you a word, and you go, ah, that doesn't make any sense. Well, that's how Peter took it, maybe. And so what did Peter have to lose? He didn't have anything to lose. He already was tired of trying to fish in his own strength, and he didn't accomplish anything. So he gave it a try. And lo and behold, he was surprised. His nets were overflowing. So to me, that's abundance. Pressed down, shaken together, overflowing, right? So if you want God to speak to you and give you abundance, you need to get yourself out of the way and listen to God. And listen to what he's saying. What are his prophets telling you? Even when it doesn't make sense to you. Okay? So, Lord, you are our light and our salvation. When we are afraid, you are the strength of our lives. Whom should we fear? We don't have to fear because you are with us. You tell us not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving in our hearts, letting our requests be made known to you. And so I pray now for your protection over PGN, over our PGN family, over our children, our families. I pray for them, Lord, that you cover them with your precious son's blood. You are our hiding place. And under your wings, we can always find refuge from whatever is trying to take away from us. Protect us from troubles, Lord. Wherever we go, keep evil far from us and our families. Help us to not let those spiritual warnings go unchecked. Help us to deal with them as you lead us. Help us to renew our minds with your word. Help us to recognize when evil forebodings come knocking on our thought life, trying to invade our lives undetected. Give us the strategies to overcome the tactics that the enemy uses against us. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us in your peace, because without your peace, we can't make it. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you in Jesus' name. All right. Okay. So now that you got that analogy of the the computer and how we're supposed to walk in the Lord and how we're supposed to listen, do remember that if you want prayer ministry tonight, please dial 1 on your phone on the keypad, and it'll show a little hand, and I'll see it on my end, and I'll take your turn. So our first caller is 903-918, your name and where you're from.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas, okay. Let me put you on mute. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Michelle from Texas. Oh, thank you, Lord. You have the first thing I saw when I closed my eyes is like springtime, and that there's a bouquet being presented to you. There's something that the Lord is going to present to you, give to you, and it's good things. I take it as good news. Good news, if it's not already happening. There's good news. He's presenting, and you're like, oh, wow, and you're surprised. And I take that as something that you've been waiting on, and it's good news that of the things that you've been praying about, that God is allowing you to see that finally in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray, Father God, for whatever, anything else that she's going through, Lord, we pray that you be with her and that you guide her and that you provide for her, Father God. Provide for her, Father God, financially in the name of Jesus, and also spiritually, Lord. We just thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Something in your inner man, there's some changes taking place in you, Michelle, and that's due to your walk, And I thank you, Lord, for showing her these things and showing her more. Bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's see. Are you there, Michelle?
Yeah. And these are good changes?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God.
What are you? What's going on?
Well, I've been praying concerning changes and asking the Lord to show me, show me the things in me that are not pleasing to Him, you know, and yeah, things like that. I've just been praying about that because I want to be right. You know,
you're gonna be what?
I said I want to be right. I don't want to, you know, like. The word says, I don't want to be right in my own eyes. You know what I mean? I want God to reveal to me those things that I need to change and I need to work on, you know?
Yeah, like tonight, what I was explaining, sometimes God will give us warnings. He'll give us little things like, you know, hey, there's a virus. And we can't ignore those warnings. And And by not ignoring those warnings and taking action, that's how you maintain your life in the Lord. But seeking the word, seeking his word, reading his word, and he gives you instructions little by little. Sometimes he'll give you up to a certain point, but sometimes he'll send you to somebody else or tells you, you need to go onto this show tonight. There's going to be something that you need to listen. And sometimes, you know what? When we get a word, that's a cool and everything. But sometimes I can tell you by my own experience that as I'm listening to Prophet Randy prophesying to other people, sometimes I'm feeling like it's for me. And I said, I'll take that. I take that because it's my faith. It's for everybody. Okay, but sometimes the prophetic zones in on what's going on in your life, but it doesn't mean that it's just for you. It could be for anybody else. So when I'm listening to the word, and I hope that those that are listening into the word right now, that they realize that what I'm prophesying over other people, it could be for them too. And including me that I'm giving it to you, sometimes you'll even hear Prophet Randy say, oh, I want some of that. After he prophesies over somebody. And that happens, you know, because we're only the vessel. It's God through us. So whatever he's putting in there, we want it. We say, I want that, Lord. I want that. So you shall have what you say. Out of the abundance of your heart has spoken tonight. And I pray, Father God, that you give it to her, that you show her, that you guide her, that you let her see the things that she needs to be alerted on, but not in a bad way, but to keep the things out of her life so that she can keep her life in you and so that she can bear much fruit. And I thank you for Michelle, Father God. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Do you have a testimony, a word you'd like to share tonight?
No, I was just listening to what you were saying earlier. That was such a good word. Because as when I was a child, it took me back to things that I would see, you know what I mean? And I didn't really understand. He would show me things about people that I really didn't understand, and that about the evil of boding, you know, I could really understand where you were coming from with that, because it's I won't say it's a thin line, but you have to really pay attention to that, you know. So that was a really good word. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to go back and listen to it again.
Yeah, it is, you know, I could hear the Lord telling me about that word, evil foreboding, and he would let me see it in people, and I'm like, oh, Lord, the enemy's lying to them, and I was just, you know, getting upset because I remember when I was a child, you know, and I was even a young girl, you know, that my mom would say, hey, don't say that, ooh, you know, she would get creeped out. It was my prophetic calling, but I wasn't sensing it from God. I was sensing it from the other side. So praise the Lord that I'm born again and that the Lord is in my life. Oh, my goodness. So, so we need to pay attention to that, especially those that are prophetic. And anybody can prophesy. It doesn't mean that because, you're not a prophet. You sometimes prophesy evil forebodings over your own self. The words that you speak over yourself, oh, I am stupid. I can't do it. No. Mm-hmm. Stop talking bad about yourself. Say good things.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dumb. You know how you repeat the same things that sometimes people would say? We got to nip it.
Yeah.
Nip it in the
bud.
Like Bernie.
Yeah, and you know. And that's so true. And people say stuff like in a joking way. This is what the Lord has been showing me. They'll say stuff, and this, you know, and he'll say, don't receive that. He said, break that curse off of you. That's not, you know, who you are. But and I can see in times past, I would have just laughed with it and agreed with it, you know. And he was like, don't agree with that, because I'm not saying that about you, and that's not who you are. But it'll be somebody
in authority.
Yeah, the Holy
Spirit would grab you, huh?
Yeah, he'll grab me right quick. And because it was somebody in authority, you know, I was like, okay, well, you know, they might know what they're saying. You know, and he said, no, don't agree with that. I don't care who it is. Don't agree.
Sometimes, you know,
with the
none
negative
of us know
word.
What we don't know sometimes, you know, even the people that are walking right with the Lord, sometimes they have things in them that we have to be careful. But if we're listening and tuning into God and reading his word, he's going to be showing us things that when they happen in the natural, you pick it up. God was talking to me about that. You see? And so even, you know, like, okay, let's say a job. And God says, no, not that one. He says, well, I want you to go talk to so-and-so. And somebody says something. A godly person will tell you something, or a prophet will tell you something, and there's a word that drops in your spirit. And from that word, you know you're supposed to do something. And you go and do it, and then it flourishes. There's abundance out of that obedience of hearing God. God has different ways of speaking. It's not just in the word, but we do need the word, because, you know, we have to have that secret place with him. And we've been talking about that on my shows all this time, about Moses being in the cleft of the rock, spending time, you know, loving God and letting God love him. And so when you come down, then you can distinguish what is of God and what isn't of God, you know. So it's like I said, the people that create the dollar bills in the government, they're experts at the dollar. They don't have to look at a false bill, because they know the real deal. And so when we know the real deal and spend time with him, then when what's false is gonna, the Spirit of God is gonna come up and say, ding, 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 alert, alert. And you won't take that. But some people don't listen to that, and they never grow, and they never bear fruit. So it is important. Evil forebodings are very important to pay attention to, even when we are operating in it. Oh, this, oh, that. I don't even want to repeat what some of these people say.
I know. You don't even want to say it. I know.
Yeah, because it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel natural, you know. I want to say what's good, what's a good report, you know, over myself, over others. So even, you know, that's why gossip,
And sometimes when we, even when we talk about our families, when we say something, it may be true, but you feel it later on and you feel like God is saying, you're not, he doesn't let you get away with it. So we need to be careful. We need to be careful. Is there anything else you'd like us to pray about?
No, not at the moment. But thank God for the word tonight.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to the word and to listening to God, because it's God that you're listening to. Amen?
Yes.
All right. So,
amen.
Well, you have a wonderful week and be blessed and go and do what he's telling us to do. Amen?
Amen. You have a wonderful week, too. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. All right. And our next caller is 804-218, your name and where you're from.
Hey, it's Angie.
Miss Angie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, my name.
Yes, Angie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Let me mute you and now I'll pray for you. Father God, I thank you for Miss Angie, Lord. And thank you, Father God, for the increase of wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, for the increase of wisdom. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, the way you're going to move about around her, and that, Father God, also an increase in sensitivities to how to say the things to others, because I sense that the Lord is going to, and I'm feeling this in my spirit, I sense the Lord is going to show you different ways, and maybe not being who you want to be to just say it like it is, but he's going to be showing you a sensitivity on how to say and give the word and give it to the people around you. And I sense that, you know, intercession is going to rise in you for that. And I sense that God is going to begin releasing you in a different way, because you're going to do things in a different order. I sense that he's going to show you a different order of doing things that's going to catch more fish. Thank you, Lord. He's going to show you how to catch more fish. Amen. And I thank you, Father, for what you're giving her. I thank you for the wisdom that you're giving her in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hey, Miss Angie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm going fishing,
I
reckon.
Yes, you're going fishing. but it's something that you're a different order, and I don't know exactly how that's going to go about. Maybe the ways that you did things, it's going to be different. I don't know what that is, but he's going to show you. So be on the lookout for that and continue seeking him on that. Do you have any words of testimony?
I picked up one of my older little fellows that I used to work with. I used to, you know, work with me. And, you know, I think he's making a turnabout. You know.
Oh, really?
He was really strong. He really walked in a very strong, sturdy place. But, you know, they got around, you know, some people that would, they wanted to be the religious leader, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know how, if you get a bit around people that have a tendency to be religious more than relational and think that being religious is relational, you know what I'm saying? They'll kill those.
Yes.
Or it almost extinguish that light in that person who has really a deep relation with the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. I could feel that. And maybe that's why I was sensing that so strong in you, because I can relate to it, not even knowing that that's what the Lord was referring to. I've been around religious people. And, they kill. They're, honestly, I feel like that has something to do with what I'm teaching tonight. There's some things that God uses. God uses certain people to, when they're not walking right with God, not understanding God, they become a curse, and they come around you, and you can feel that. And it just like, they're like a virus, an intruder that comes to stop you from getting closer to God. You know, to damage your life. And that's why it's very, you have to be real careful, when you have to be really strong to be around people like that, because if not, they'll suck you in.
Right.
If you're not strong, if you're not a mature Christian. And I've been around people like that, and I know of a particular one, real, really strong in the wrong things, and it's almost like, oh, my goodness, you even dread being around them, because you know that they're going to be talking their mess, you know, about the things that are not about God. It's religion. And I know many of those, and some are in my family, and you're like, ew, yuck, 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 and I understand that, but God, that's what God is showing me. He's giving you more wisdom to catch fish in a different way.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it could be this young man. Because he's probably not going to want to hear that, you know, religious talk or anything. He wants the real deal. So thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I've spent some time with him, and I think that he understands, and he's coming back.
Wow.
I see him in a, okay, I'll try again. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Well, but you're going to try in a different way.
Even when they tried to. You know, there's still a crying out from that spirit deep within them. God, you know, rescue me.
Yeah.
From the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as God gives you wisdom, he's going to give you the strategy to draw this man back and to catch him of God. There's strategies even in fishing. There's different, some people use bread, some people use worms, some people use different kinds of bait, and some people use nets. And so the net of the love of God is what's going to grab a hold of him.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, I sense that in my belly, that that's what God is going to do for you. He's giving, increasing your wisdom so that you know how to go about doing these things. You're fishing now. You're going to fish. Thank you, Lord. For some reason, I think that's the season too. You know, we need to speak to people about God. And this is the season. There's a season for this. Not that all seasons are not for that, but there's a particular season. I just sense it in my spirit. This is a season to look out for that and to reach out to other people and seek God for in that matter. But I sense that really strong about you. I really do. Spend time with the Lord and brush up on whatever it is that he wants you to know, to use that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any
Thank
words
you.
To test other prayer needs or
well,
anything else you'd like to say?
I just, you know, well, for probably the last month, I've been dealing with people that are either church hurt, God disillusioned, you know what I mean? It's been a hard season and a lot of hard things to not be able to understand, you know? So I'm real thankful for the different moments that I've been able to encounter.
Well, pay attention
yeah.
to that word, because I strongly sense that for you. There's a particular assignment on that for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Miss Angie, love you, and I pray you have a
love
wonderful week.
Thank you. Right. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. 90. Let's see. 9. What was that, Miss Angie? Oh, yeah. 908-305-3878. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Carol from New Jersey. How are you,
Carmen? Hello, Ms. Carol. Yes.
How are you?
Let me put you on mute. Good, good. Sure. Let me put you on mute, and I'll get back to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Carol. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for opening up the eyes of the understanding. Thank you, Lord, for what the things that you're letting her see. She's seeing things in a different light. Thank you, Lord. I sense that for you. There's something, I don't know if you're spending time in the Word and God is revealing to you certain things, and he's letting you see in a different way, like you haven't seen the Word before, things that you didn't understand that are becoming knowledge to understanding to you, like it's an eye opener. I sense that for you, Miss Carol. I'm not sure what if you're involved in something studying the Word or you're doing that alone already, but that I sense really strong. There's a reason for that. He's allowing you to see certain things because he needs you to also share that once you learn that. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But right now you got to digest that in the name of Jesus. He wants you to digest that and make that yours. Make that the things that he's showing you yours. And that when you go out and tell others, they'll know that you've been with him. They'll know that that word is true and it's authentic, that it's coming from the heart because it's coming from God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those changes that are taking place in Carol. Thank you, Lord, Father God, because she's not the same and she'll never be the same. She's constantly changing for the kingdom of God. I thank you, Lord, because she hears your voice. I thank you, Lord, because she's listening to what you're showing her. She's not neglecting the warnings, the different things that are coming her way. She's listening, and that's why these things that are eye-opening to you because of your faithfulness and your obedience. I thank you, Father God, for doing that in Carol, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, that's a good one. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
and Carol,
you, yeah.
How are you doing, sister?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay, and a little bit out of time, but yeah, that Lord is letting me see things that I haven't seen before. Like, for instance, like the Lord's trying to teach me to have boundaries with people and my time mm-hmm. and what I do. Mm-hmm. And it was very hard for me because I always have guilt about everything. So he's like, no, you don't have to. So when people that I love that have like so many problems and they don't want to get help or anything like that, the Lord's like, I can't to personalize it all the time. Like, I would take it and make me feel so sad. I don't think God would mm-hmm. want that for me, you know?
No, you're right. He's teaching you that. That's what I was sensing, that he was teaching you something, and it's an eye-opener, but it's freeing for you. This is freeing for you because you're doing it in the way he wants, because now he's going to be able to deal with them through you, but in a different way, in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have listened to those things and spend time with him and prioritize and not let other people cross boundaries, now he's able to do other things in you and teach you other things that are going to be beneficial not only to you but to others. But it's going to be so real to you that you're going to be able to express that to others, like I had mentioned before. So you're on the right track. It's already happening. It's already happening.
Yes.
That word is already happening.
Yeah, I mean, because this is my problem, but this is something that I've had to struggle with, and I really want to help people. I have a compassionate heart, merciful heart, and I'd have all these people would call me with all the problems, and I don't mind helping them, but it was taking so much time. And somebody that I know that was Christian said, you are not doing your assignment. Your assignment, which I'm supposed to be looking for a job and doing Christian counseling and music and all that, because I was so preoccupied with helping people with all their problems, and it was stressing mm-hmm. me out and burning me out.
Mm-hmm. And because now you were doing it in your strength, and you weren't letting God do it in it, him, the
exactly.
work in through you. And it's so much
right.
easier when God does it.
You it's
have more
true,
time
though.
To do
I mean,
more other things.
Right, and I guess what when God said you weren't ready, that God wasn't ready for me to move forward, because I think I would, if I didn't have boundaries, or now I have a more organized life, a less chaotic life, much more peaceful, because I'm starting to say no, and the Lord's like, I have an assignment for you. I need you to do your assignment. And I said, well, why am I getting mm-hmm. distracted with all these people? I mean, I have people sometimes call me.
That's
they don't
exactly
want to commit suicide.
The word, distracted. Carol, you hit it on the nose. Distraction. The enemy was using that as a distraction. But you know what? Don't feel bad, because I think all of us, when we're growing in that, there is, you know, that willingness to want to help others, and even that God is pleased with that. But then as we grow, there's different levels that God shows us that we can't no longer do this, and he takes us into a new level to teach us new things. So that's part of growing. And so you're being obedient and you're growing. But you're learning also that the enemy within that can try to bring that as a distraction to pull you away from God. And you didn't allow it. You didn't allow it.
No. But I guess my thing is sometimes I have to say no and then bring people to other sources. But I do have people that do call me because of the work that I do. I work with people with anxiety and stuff, and they call me all the time. And I had one person that was suicidal. And I'm like, well, Lord, if somebody's suicidal and they call me, and I'm like, Lord, what do I say no to them? I mean, I don't know. It's really a hard thing. But the Lord's like, you're getting too distracted. But if somebody called me and said they were going to commit suicide, I don't know that I could say, well, I think I'm just going to do the next thing. It's really hard for me, you know, because
well,
I work with people with mental health issues.
This is where you're going to learn to depend and hear the voice of God, the Holy Spirit telling you, okay, this is a fluke. They're just lying. They're just they're wanting attention. Or he's going to give you an alert in your spirit, like, you need to take care of this now. You need to take
mm-hmm.
care of this now. Sometimes when there's things like that, God, he will even give you the person's name and tell them to call them, you know. But it's
right.
only when God says, and we have to learn to not allow guilt, because we want to do so much and we want to help all the hurting, but not all assignments are our assignments.
And you know, it was really that's true. And there was really something. I went to a seminar today at a church. And the lady
mm-hmm.
was a counselor, a Christian counselor, and she was talking about anxiety, and there was about like 10, 15 people there. And then she said, you know what I have to do? She said, I have to tell everybody, you have to self-care yourself. If you don't take care, it was really for me and for other people there. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody, and you get burned out, and then you're useless. You can't be used of the Lord. I'm like, and so the lady
mm-hmm.
said, you have to take self-care. And she said, she's so burned out from doing that work, you know, she's a counselor. She said, I'm so burned out from it. She said, I have to have time for myself. So, like, the Lord was showing me, and I'm like, Lord, you want me to do this type of work, but I can't get burned out like that. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, you came in agreement with God, because now God says, that's right. You can, but I can. And so God is giving you new strategies. On like Miss Angie, to catch fish in a different way. The strategy that he's giving you is to not let the enemy sidetrack you from moving forward and helping, you know, these people that are lost. And for
mm-hmm.
her, it's different. The wisdom that he's going to use to give her to speak to these people. So in your case, your assignment is to, you know what you got to tell them. And even that, God will, the Holy Spirit, I believe he's going to start showing you certain things, you know, where you need to know when you can go and when not to go, when to do it and when not to do it. And that's a different, that I think all people that minister to other people have to learn that. Sometimes we overgive
right.
of ourselves and we're exhausted and we don't even want to do it anymore. But when you learn the lessons, then you'll learn to enjoy where God is taking you, and then you're able to hear him when he says, okay, go, stop, wait. You know, and when you start learning to recognize the voice of God, and that's why it's so important, like I was saying earlier, to listen to his voice. Because if you don't, and he's giving you alert signs and you're not listening, that's the enemy's way of getting in. There's different ways. There's hackers, there's intruders, there's virusware for a computer, the same thing with us. There's different things that will try to stop us and will try to invade our lives so that we'll stop doing what we're supposed to do.
I hear you, but I guess I'm saying with like distractions, because I mean, Satan can come as an angel of light that you're trying to do good for other people, and everybody's like, well, that's a really good thing you're doing. But if I'm burned out and I'm stressed out all the time, and I, you know, it's just, you know, and now I have peace in my life because I really did have some people that were stressing me out so much with their problems, calling me all the time with their problems. And I'm like, I have to have a break from all this. And I guess even a family member who's having marital issues calls me constantly and doesn't get any help. And I've been telling him for years. And the Lord's like, and I said, and I told that person today, I want to be mean. And I was kind of, because I was angry. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. You're killing me. I said, you're killing me. Really? I'm like, yeah, you're killing me. Meaning, I'm not killing me, emotionally draining me. And I have to say, no, I can't listen to that anymore. All they do is talk about their problem all the time. And I'm like, maybe you could try this. Maybe you could, no. They never try. I was like, I love you, but I said, I can't handle it. And I don't know if that's being mean. I just couldn't handle it. I told them I can't take it anymore.
Well, that's what, like when I was young and the Lord started using me to minister to other people, I was a young mother. And, I had this friend that God wanted me to be her friend, and I didn't want to because I saw that other people in the church didn't want to be her friend. And then the Lord just really, really made it a point that I needed to be her friend. And I said, okay, Lord, or whatever, you know. My daughter saw her in the supermarket, and she says, oh, isn't that lady from church? And I wanted to go through the other aisle. I got so convicted, like the Holy Spirit just grabbed a hold of me and says, no, you don't. You go over there and be friends with her. So I did, and it turned out to be a lovely friendship after that. But in my times of ministering to her, she would call me at all hours, and then I had to set boundaries and tell her, you know, my husband's coming in at this time. I can't take your calls after that. Could you call me from this time to this time? After that, it's his time. I have to take care of him and give him food and take care of the family at that time. I'll talk to you tomorrow and think about all the things we've said. And that gave enough time for her to meditate on what God was doing and letting the Holy Spirit marinate the things that we had talked about and letting God be the one to do the work in him, because the glory is for God. It's not for us. And so when I learned to let that happen, and let God do the rest of the work, you know, I was just delivering. I'm just a delivery person, the vessel. And then God did the work. The Holy Spirit did the work. Then when we would come, I was like, wow, she was growing in leaps and bounds. But then when I was trying to do so much, because I didn't know how to be a leader. I didn't know how to be a minister. I worked a lot harder, and I was like, well, how do I do this? But, you know, it's okay. You're learning, and you recognize that that doesn't work, and that's where God is coming in to help you and show you, okay, now we can work. Now you're ready to learn. And so as you learn, you've learned to put those boundaries, now you're going to start seeing some results, because it's going to be the Holy Spirit working in them.
Because this family member who I love dearly, I mean, I love this person because I suffered with anxiety and I overcame it. So I realized that they need someone to talk to. So the Lord's like, don't you be harsh. But I was really kind of angry at this person. They were having a tough time with anxiety, and that's the last I wanted to do that. I'm like, Lord, this is not the way I want to come across. So the Lord's like, don't you go doing that stuff. I'm like, well, Lord, can you help me with this? He's like, well, I can't talk to that person all day long about their problem. I just can't. It's stressing me out. And they're like, you're not going to help me. And I think they really need someone right now, not somebody to knock them down when they're going through such a difficult time, you know. And And the Lord's like, do you remember when you were going through that? Did you like people treating you that way? I'm like, no. He said, don't do that. And I'm like, well, Lord, can you help me with this? Because I'm stressed out.
Well,
I hope that makes
what?
Sense,
you
right?
Something that I said at the beginning of the show, that the ministers on PGN are here to give you words to love on you, to encourage you, and yes, sometimes to give you tough love. And God's going to show you how to give the tough love without it being ugly, without bringing correction in a way that they're going to grow with it. And yes,
mm-hmm.
you're going to, you know, learn how to do that in a loving way. And that's another step
mm-hmm.
you're going to take. And you're growing. You're growing as a minister for the things of God. So praise the Lord. Carol, you're
mm-hmm.
getting there. Amen.
Mm-hmm, a little
so
bit
because
out of
look
time
at
I'm
the things that are being accomplished through you.
Yeah, I mean, I've
Amen.
Grown in I've grown in leaps and bounds, but I guess next week I am looking for a Christian counseling job. And then the lady that was a Christian counselor I seen today, she said, well, when
mm-hmm.
you minister to people, if you're a Christian counselor, she said, she's been doing Christian counseling for many years, but she says, I just take all different people from all different walks of life because I minister. Sometimes I don't even tell them I'm a Christian counselor because I don't want them to call me a hypocrite, whatever she said. And then she said,
uh-huh.
they didn't even know, but she said, I minister the word of God by what I could say. And sometimes I don't even have to say, it's what I say to them and how the Lord leads me. I'm like, oh, so maybe I was hoping to work in a Christian place, but,
she's putting seeds in people's lives, you know, and allowing
right.
other people to do other parts in their lives. And she's not
That's
wrong.
She's
Yes,
yeah, she said that to me, and I said, but the only thing is I worked in a secular place. I worked in a government job in counseling, and I could not talk about Jesus. But I said, Lord Jesus, I never want to be in a job where I could never, ever talk about Jesus because they forbade me from talking about Jesus. And it was like, you forget about, talk about everything else, but don't talk about anything to do with Jesus. I'm like, give me a break. And there were people that were I knew were healed. I know there are people
but
to overcome
they will
addiction.
Know you.
But,
by your fruits. They're going to know you by your fruits. And so you be led by the Holy Spirit to know where what job you have to take. Remember what Peter did? It could have been weird for him. Like, I'm listening to this carpenter, and I'm a fisherman, and he wants to tell me what to do. The lady's giving you advice. Listen to that. Listen to what she's telling you. Go and
mm-hmm.
be led by the Lord to get a job where he tells you to go. And there is where you're going to have the abundance.
Okay. All right.
It's not what
well,
the,
I'm gonna
what's
be putting...
operating in the world. It's what God says
mm-hmm.
to tell you to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's what God
so
says.
Well, I know mm-hmm. the Lord has me to finally, I really feel ready to do this. And finally, it took me a long time. We're all at a different pace. But he told me to put my resume out next week or whatever, wherever I'm supposed to. I'm like, Lord, I don't hope this doesn't take so long. Please, Lord. But it is what it is. Hope
yeah,
not.
But when you do it, when he says where to do it, trust me, it's going to happen. It's going to happen when, you know, like there was this one job that God kept telling me to go. And I was like, no, I don't want to go over there. And, you know, there's these people over there that I know that I was like, no, God. And the Lord was saying, go over there. And I kept getting, you know, and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. I'm going to do it. Bam, I got hired. the Lord said, throw the nets over there. So you throw the nets where God tells you to throw the nets. Because that's
so
where he's going to show you
that
where to
ended up being, it ended up being a blessing for you, right? I would be listening to what you
yes,
said.
Yes, exactly. So... I mean, it's still work that you got to get done, but
of course,
God is
you.
There every step of the way. The
oh,
same way
cool.
that
Thank
he blessed you
me.
With the job, he's going to help you to continue with the job. And you
Amen.
Don't look at what you've seen in the TV with the news or what everybody else is saying. Oh, this is bad, all doom and gloom and all these, you know, yeah, these things are happening. You know, a lot of Debbie Downer for evil foreboders. You know, we have to be careful because you can be careful with your mouth because you can prophesy against yourself. You don't want to prophesy
okay.
against yourself.
Yeah,
prophesy
well, I
good
have,
things that, you know. Go ahead. Go
well,
ahead.
I have to say that there were a lot of negative people around me. I have to say that for sure. so many negative people. And the Lord's like, you need to get away from them. That's what he told me. And these were people that I loved dearly, people that were in church, pastors, friends,
well,
family.
Well, you
and
know,
you know what? God
from-
used them to stress me out. They were stressing me out by the things they were saying. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they were not encouraging. They were just so very negative.
Well, maybe it
so
was,
I had to get
you
away
know,
from
for
that.
This season. Yeah, he may have not wanted you to be there with them for this season. For some reason, it wasn't going to work out. But every time you listen to God, whether the situation looks bad, and it could be the same kind of people, but when God says, you go, and you go, and he protects you from all of that.
Right.
You see?
So,
it's
yeah,
when
but
God, it's, you have to be
when
in,
he's
in,
a,
in, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. You go, go ahead.
Yeah, when he says to do it, you're like in his protective bubble. And it's going to come out the way he says, because that's your assignment. But when you're out of your assignment and you're doing things on in your own flesh, it's not going to work. Like I have a friend mm-hmm. who's a judge, and she recommended that I run for something in the city. And I said, I'm not going to run for none of that stuff. God has not called me to do any of that. He may have called you, but I'll be in disobedience if I do that. You may not, but because he called you to do it. But if I do it, I'm wrong. So, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, you know, disobey God. So she got it.
Right.
She understood it.
Right, I got
so
it. Yeah.
Where
so
God tells you to be. Because even where you want to be, if that's not where God wants you to be, you're going to be miserable. Things are not going to be opening up for you. Things will close down on you.
Right.
Okay.
So my thing is, I'm very peaceful. I really am very peaceful right now. My life really is more peaceful than I've ever been because I got to spend time with the Lord. But the Lord's like, I said, well, I've been peaceful, but I need to move on and have some income coming in. And I'm like, okay, Lord, where is it you want me? But I am very peaceful. I can't say I've not been this peaceful in such a long time.
Yeah. Well, wherever the Lord is, that's where you have peace, because he is your peace. He is your mm-hmm. peace wherever you are.
Well,
it doesn't matter what's
right.
going on around you. It's not according to the circumstances. It's according to who is with you, and that is God. He's the Prince of Peace. Okay?
I do feel peace. I have to say that I do feel peace. I thank God for that. But I do feel peace, but... I just pray. I can't wait till the day I can say and call in PG and I got that job and I'll do the work of the Lord, and I'm getting a chance to do the music and the singing and the book that he still put on my heart. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know. I just have to ask God to help me with it, because it's just like, how is this going to happen? And I have to believe that God told me to do it. So I have to believe he's going to make a way. I believe that.
Yeah, he will. He will. Just continue to walk with him and not to do what you want to do. Always ask the Lord, what do you want me to do, Lord? Show me, guide me. Give me checks in my spirit if I'm going the wrong way or something is going to invade my life that's not going to be for good. I don't want to go where you don't go.
Amen.
Because if you're
yeah.
not going, I shouldn't be there.
Right, that's
Amen.
True. Anyways, thank you for all your encouraging words. I really, PGN has helped me out tremendously. I'm very grateful and thankful to you.
Thanks. Praise the Lord. He's the one. Without him, none of us could do what we're doing, right? You couldn't do what
Amen.
You're doing.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Well, thank you, Lord, for Carol, Father. Bless her, Father God, this week with a good job. Guide her to what job to pick. Don't let her waste time on those jobs that are not going to be where you want her, Father God. Show her exactly where she has to go. And let her find that out as she spends time with you. And, Lord, let her pick it up in her spirit by anything that you have around her to minister to her in a way that she'll know it's you, Lord. Thank you, Father, and use her mightily to help other people. And thank you, Lord, for the balance that she's learning in you. Thank you, because she's learning to let you do things, and she's your vessel. She's learning to be your vessel. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Carol, for calling, and God bless you.
Can I just share one thing that happened this week? Okay. I had to go to a doctor's appointment, and you could just pray for my eye because I'm seeing a little bit dots in my eyes floater things. I don't know what they're all. I got to go to the doctor, but hopefully they seem to be better today. Pray for healing. But I went and I went to take a walk to the park, and I spoke to somebody, and I said, I haven't been to this park, and there was a lady on a bike. I said, this is really a nice park. Where can I bicycle? And then the lady, and then I got a chance to tell her. I said, well, Jesus is so wonderful. I said, it's so beautiful to be here, and I find Jesus. I got a chance to share with her about Jesus. And this lady said, you know what? I believe Jesus is love, but I believe everything is love. I don't believe that Jesus is God. She's from a Catholic background. I believe that, as she said, I believe in love. And I said, that's great. She said, but I believe everybody in the universe lives by energy. And I'm like, well, I was telling her about some of the things in the Bible, you know, and things like that. And then she said to me, I can't believe in that stuff. She said, I believe in stardust. And she left. She said, I believe in stardust. I'm like, okay.
Well,
and I have to laugh. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody would rather believe anything than in stardust of all things. I'm like, and then I ran into another person.
You could have taken that. Next time you see her, you could take that and go, you know what? I thought about what you were saying, and you are right. God is love. He said that for God so loved the world. That's everybody in the world. That he gave his only begotten son, that they would not perish but have everlasting life. And then you tell her, if you want to know more about the one that loves you, I'll be more than happy to help you.
She's like, I think I did quote some scriptures, but it was kind of funny that I'm saying, if you go out into the world, what people believe are just absolutely, it shook my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, you'd rather believe in stardust than the Lord? I'm like,
that's what I'm saying about the computers. There's
weird.
A virus that got in her.
But I never heard
virus.
That word, stardust. That's new to me, stardust.
Oh, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. But
the thing we
need to know is that we need to know what the Word of God says. Like I said, those that study
exactly.
the dollar bill, they don't worry about the false dollar bills, those that are counterfeit. They only study the real deal. So we have to study the real deal. So when the false things come in our way, we know how to identify it. I'm not going to go into all the study of all these religions. All I know is that they're false. Their fault. I'm not going to waste my time with what is not. I'm going to spend time with the Word of God. I used to read about things, you know, of other religions before. That's not worth it. I'm just, you know, concentrating. Although some people get into it, and maybe God has a purpose for that, to show them how to win those people from those religions and show them the points that the enemy's lying to them. But for me, I realized, no, I need to concentrate on the Word of God. The Word of God, because that's what's going to show me and bring the flags up and the alert in my life when something is not right, and for me to help them. And when it comes time, the Holy Spirit will be the one to reveal to you what to say. You don't even have to wait. He'll tell you. When it's the right time to say something, and then you go, that wasn't me, that was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to share one other thing. I don't want to keep you too long, but if I could share one other scenario, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I have this example of the love of Jesus. Now, okay. So I got to present this thing. Okay, so basically, I'll make a long story short. I was singing, and I was supposed to sing, which was a blessing, okay? And what happened, and I didn't get a chance to sing because the sound system went out, and they were an hour late. And the whole program where I was singing was supposed to be 2 hours, and they told me I was going to sing with another person, and it was a Christian event. So to make a long story short, what happened was the sound system went off, and we were promised I was going to sing. And then the person that was in charge was a Christian, and they said, I'm sorry, you can't sing because our whole program was cut in half, so we're not going to have you sing. Now, one of the other people that was with me that was a Christian said, and then they went and said, they said to me, the person said that the other person got to sing, and they said, well, Carol didn't get to sing, and few other people didn't get to sing, and they said, I think that was absolutely wrong for you to not let them sing, make them, I've invited
Can
people
I say
there, and
something?
That person said, yeah.
Can I say something?
Do you remember that some weeks back you had come in and when I prophesied for you, and I remember this. I don't always remember all the prophecies, but I remember something about me telling you about a train. And I told you that sometimes vehicles, trains, and different things have to do with ministry. And I told you that that train, you were in a subway, and that train wasn't there yet. But it was going to be, but it wasn't there yet. So I feel like I felt that you were going to do ministry, but not yet until the train came. So that happened to you. That's what God was trying to warn you, that it wasn't your time yet, because the train for you, that ministry train for you to minister, wasn't there yet. But you are in the right place because it's going to come. And you know how you are when you are in a subway where you're waiting for a train. When you least expect it, it's right there, and it's gone. So you need to be on the lookout for the opportunity that God gives you, listening to the Holy Spirit for when he says go, you go. But it wasn't your turn because God had told you that before.
No, but let me explain what happened with this, which is kind of interesting. When I was there, Carmen, one of the other ladies that was that did get a chance to sing, whatever, sing or dance, they prophetically danced, and that person was mad at me, and they were saying to me, this is what the Christian person was saying, I'm going to go up to that director and tell them, how could they treat me? How could that person treat Carol, you, that way? Why would they do that to you, tell you something and not follow through? And I told that person, I said, you have no right to treat people that way. If you're going to, she said, if you're going to promise somebody to do something, you should do it. And that's not right to cancel that at the last minute. And all the people kept telling me, the people in the car were saying, yeah, that was really wrong of them to do that, and you should have said something. So I wonder if it's true that I should be, have more boundaries. And that person went up and kind of quote unquote defended me or whatever. They didn't need to, because like, to me, I would have let it go. But they were like, I can't believe they could do that and call themselves a Christian. That is so wrong. And now what they're going to do is, well, what I'm saying is, guess what? Those people said that they're going to let me sing on the 28th of the month because they felt bad about doing that. But I wonder if that person didn't go tell them that, if they wouldn't do it. And my question is, what is the correct approach? Because people tell me we have to have boundaries. When somebody does stuff like that, like this other person said, I don't have a problem with it. I'll go tell somebody if I don't think it's right. I don't have a problem with it, and they're a Christian. Or my approach where I'm like, I'm going to let it go because I don't want to make a big deal about it. What is the right approach?
You let it go, and you know that it wasn't in your timing. It was in God's timing. And so if it was meant for you to go minister at that time, you would have ministered, because nothing will be able to, what God, the doors that God opens, nobody can shut. And the doors that God shut, nobody can open. So if God says this door is shut for now, that nobody can open it. Whether this lady said so or not, it's not going to happen when they say, it's when God says. So it doesn't matter what anybody says.
But then the lady that did that, but the lady that I'm friends with that does sing with me, and we sing together, said she has an opportunity for me to sing, like, next week, but I'm supposed to do something with my niece's wedding. So I really don't know. So I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? But I know there's an opportunity for me to sing somewhere else, and I don't even know these people.
You do it the way the Holy Spirit leads you, not what man leads. Man does not determine that. They are moved when God said move them. But no matter if man wants it, it's not that way. So you stay in peace and you say, Lord, when do you want me to take this, or do you want me to spend time with my niece's wedding and create memories with my family? If not, it won't be the time. If God impresses on your spirit an urgency to go, that you have to go, then you go and do it. You go and do it. Sometimes God won't tell, you know, like God the other day told me, go with your granddaughter to quinceañera. That's a Hispanic sweet 15, but they do it at 15 instead of 16. And I went because the Lord had something for me to see and to hear. So he was showing me prophetically certain things. And even when I came home, I knew the enemy was mad because there was an accident before I got home. And if I had not turned to get a burger that day and go back, I would have been part of that accident.
Wow.
So I know that I'm in God's will when I do it, and he protects me. When I'm in doing what he says, he's going to protect me of whatever. So you just do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Don't go by what other people tell you. You need to have peace within your heart. And when he says go, then it's time to go. Remember, what I showed you, the prophetic word that God showed me for you, the train, that has to do with ministry. The train, or if it's a car, or if it's a bus, if it's a vehicle of some kind, it's showing you that that God is going to use you for ministry. So I told you the train wasn't there yet. I told you that weeks ago. The train wasn't there yet. So it will be, but just be on the lookout and listen to when he says to be alert for that train, for that ministry opportunity.
Okay, well, I guess I'll be looking for a job, so something's going to come up at some point, so that'll hopefully open up some doors. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it could be both. It could be the job and ministry, you know, to minister.
Yeah,
and you're
nice.
Right. Even in the job, you are ministering to people. Some people, you know, they're just blinded to the ways that God ministers, and your job is perfect for ministering to people. And even in ways that they don't even know they're being ministered to.
Of course, I sing too, and I love to sing prophetic music and singing. So that would be great, because they say music is, that's what the counselor said. Music is a really, they know the importance of music on helping people with anxiety. Music, and I'm like, Lord, you gave me the gift of music. So I'm like, I can't wait to use that. I love to sing. I'm so happy when I sing. But anyway.
Well, you just be ready. I mean, I never thought I was going to be here ministering to other people. I minister to people, but if somebody would have told me that, I was like, huh? I wouldn't have, years ago, I wouldn't have, you know, ever thought that. So don't keep your eyes on one particular thing. You never know what God is going to use you in. You never know.
Right.
Leave yourself open to whatever God wants to do.
Could be something totally different. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different.
Amen.
Well,
God bless
you. Thank
you.
Thank you for your time. God bless
you. Call
us
and
let us
know when you get that job.
I will continue to keep you posted. I can't wait. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Bye-bye. All right. That was Carol. All right. My next caller is 251-229, and your name and your where you're from.
This is Sarah from Alabama.
Sarah, Alabama. Okay, let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Thank you, Father God, for the things you're doing in Sarah's life, Father God, for the, I see like, I want to say vacation. I know it can't be vacation, but maybe a vacation of some sort where you're with the people you care about. It's not necessarily a vacation, but it's going to feel like a vacation. And, Lord, I just thank you for what you're going to do in that time of vacation. And what do you do on that vacation? It's like there's a rest. Well, I'm not sure if there's some church activity that's going to feel like a vacation, like it's going to be a time of rest for you with the people that you love. I don't know if that's the case, but I thank the Lord because he's giving you that time of rest, that time of like a vacation. You know how there are certain things that happen in your life and it feels like it was almost like if you had a week or two of vacation. Well, this is what I'm sensing that the Lord is going to put you through. Like a sense of vacation. I don't know if it has something to do again with a church activity that's just going to pour in you or what it is, but there's something that's going to be a time like, you know, like you're going to feel refreshed. And we thank you, Father God, for that in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in Sarah. And Lord, give it to her to the fullest, Father God, where she's feeling like that vacation, that rest, and you are her rest. You are her peace. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Is that you, Sarah?
Yes, it's me. Hallelujah.
What's going on, Sarah?
Well, I've been exactly what the Lord gave you to say prophetically. I had some issues with my... Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I had some issues with sciatic or whatever. And so I took a little time off because every time I tried to go forward and move on my job, it was like my leg was got this pain from out of nowhere and went to hurting real bad. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So I did that one time. And then I went back and I said, okay, I'm going to try this all over again. I went back and it did it again. And so I said, maybe, just maybe, I need to go and get it checked out and just pray about it and see what the Lord has to say. So it definitely has to do with sciatic, the sciatic, you know, pain and nerves. And so I, you know, I have to do physical therapy about 3 to 4 weeks. So I you know, told my job
that.
And everything. Huh?
But not physical therapy. I was going to suggest that you go to the gym and that you do gentle exercises, not exercises that will hurt you, but that you go every day and stretch out with the machinery they have so it could help you to stretch to the maximum and then back and then keep stretching, especially those areas that hurt, while you all help work on the areas that are strong, but work. Because when you tend to work on the strong areas, your weak area also receives. Even though you're not working on that side, it does receive. So work a little bit by little bit on the area that hurts, and you're going to notice a difference. I can't go to the gym all the time, but when I do, oh, my goodness, I tell you, I kid you not, I'm flexible like a little rubber band. And I'm like, I can do anything. And then I abuse myself, and then I'm like, oh, no, back up, because I can't go every day. But I don't do harsh exercises. I just, you know, do the stretching and the muscles and, the pulling everything, you know, gently, drinking water while I'm doing it, because if you don't hydrate, it'll hurt the muscles. So the more you hydrate, that helps the muscles to flush out these crisps that form in your joints and in your body. And when you drink the water, it doesn't hurt. The crystals just get flushed out of you. And so then I go for a brisk little run, and I notice that I'm running a little more and a little more and a little more and a little more each time I go. And it gets my blood flowing and pushing out the blood from the veins, you know, like the things that are sluggish, it gets pushed out. And also what I'm eating, I'm trying to, I'll eat some sweets sometimes, but I'm not a sweet eater. I like salty stuff, but I eat better. You know, I have my salads, green stuff and things like that. And, you know, with a meal and, you know, my meats and things like that, nothing crazy like going vegan. I know that some people swear by it, but you miss out on a lot of vitamins. I even noticed it in my dog that I changed his food and his coat changed. I mean, if it happens to an animal, how much more doesn't it happen to us? So, you know, make sure that you take your vitamins so that those vitamins go to the different parts of your body, and also taking collagen. Collagen helps. There's a brand in Costco that helps you, and you take that every day, and you balance your diet. Don't eat the same things all the time, so you can get different types of vitamins in your diet. And whatever seasonal, Brussels sprouts, they have strawberries, they have, you know, cherries, they have different things. And if you want to relax at night, buy yourself a cherries and have a bowl of cherries before going to bed. You'll see how quick that'll relax you. It has something in the cherries or even cherry juice that helps you to relax at night. But honestly, you'll be amazed that I went to physical therapy for my leg, my left leg, and it wasn't going up. You know, to the length that I needed it to go up. And I went to physical therapy, and he was telling me some things, and I'm like, you know what? I'm doing this in the gym already. I'm like, I forgot that. I forgot him. I said, no, I'll come back if I have more problems. I kept going to physical therapy and drinking water and doing what I needed to. When we do what we're supposed to do, then things start flowing. And as you get older, you can't get away with the things that you did when you were young. So you have to take care of the bodies a little bit more. It's like an old car that you have to give it good oil and change the oil often and oil the joints. And it runs beautiful. And some of these old cars are so beautiful that even the young people are like, wow, wee-wee. So, you know, there's things that you can do in the natural. God will give you the wisdom because each person is different. Some people can handle dairy. I can't handle dairy. I don't, it doesn't let me flow. You know, having a nice salad with, you know, meat or whatever, staying away from the breads, sugars. Sugar is not good for you, but natural sugars, you'll be healthy with that. You know, strawberry, they have sugars in the strawberries. There's different ways to prepare your food. I believe God is going to show you. God's going to show you, and you're going to come back and tell us what you did. Amen. And so that's what the vacation is all about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I have a feeling it has something to do with the word, too, with God, too. I have a feeling that what I'm sensing and what I see when I was giving you the word, that was coming from the inside out. It's not just on the outside. It's on from the inside out. Whatever works from your inside will affect your body, too. Just like I was talking about evil forebodings. Those evil forebodings are fear. And the fear comes from inside, from the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks, and so bad things come happening on the outside. You start speaking bad things. So the same thing in with the good things of God. So God wants us to speak on things that are good, of good report, are things that are going to be, you know, that are His, not the things of the world, you know. So how's work?
Well. Work is good. I took some time off to kind of, because I needed to, I don't know if I was trying to go too fast or push it, because we do the online orders, and once online orders is completed, then you go out to, you know, you have to go outside, take it to the customer, run back in, and I was trying to go fast. I was like, woo. And next thing I know, I was like, okay. My leg is giving me fits.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand that. And so it is important to get out and exercise and take care of yourself. And when you're sitting so long to take doing work on computers and things like that, you need to take your breaks when you need to take them. You need to take your lunch when you need to take them. You need to exercise and have a consistent schedule. Because these crazy schedules are from this time or that time or this time or later or weekends, you know, that wears on you. But if you stay slow and steady, then you know what you have to do next. And humans are humans of habits. We love habits. We do better with habits when we do things in a certain way. But God will help you. You watch. God will help you. But take care of your body. I wouldn't do no more than 40 hours. Some people need more. God will supply your needs no matter how many hours you're doing. So I don't do no more than my 40 hours anymore. It's just exhausting. I need to do other things. I need to rest. I need to have order in my life. And if you get out of order, that's where you get disbalanced. And there's this disbalance, disorder. And that's where diseases come in, when there's disorder. Dis-ease. Not in ease. we're seeing that even in Hollywood, people getting sick also because they're not taking care of themselves. They're under stress. They're doing certain things that are hurting their bodies. So
yeah,
low and steady, like the turtle.
That's no, right. I remember that. Remember that we talked about the turtle was so slow and steady, and he gets to that line no matter what.
Yes, while the rabbit is all over the place and is tired at the end. Those are the ADHDers, I call my son. He's like that. He's all over the place, and then he's super exhausted. I'm like, steady, my son, steady. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Look around you. Don't, you know, be doing, and then you got to sleep for days.
You know
so
what?
What's that?
You know what, Prophetess Carmen? You were right. Everything that the Lord, can you hear me?
He's coming to
everything that the Lord told you to tell me prophetically is coming because I was everywhere.
You hear that, everybody? She's admitting to it. Yeah, see? And God gave me that word for you to spare you from that.
Yeah, that was
but
a few weeks ago.
Now you're, that's why we got to listen to the prophetic word and not take it like, she don't know what she's talking about, like Peter. He doesn't know what he's a carpenter. He doesn't know. I'm a fisherman. I should know how to fish. okay. All right. So now you're going to fish the way the master, the Lord says, because the master, that means you're a slave. You're not a slave. You're a daughter. Amen. You're a daughter.
Yeah,
so.
And slow and steady, and we'll make it to the finish line.
Amen. Amen. So anybody else that's doing that, you want to make it to the finish line? Slow and steady. Put the Lord first in all the things that you do. And if you don't make God first, then the enemy is going to give you a virus, a malware, and you're going to end up with an intruder. Amen. And we don't want that. We don't want that for you. Is there any testimonies, a prayer that you want besides what you've already shared with us?
Well, the testimony is I'm glad the Lord has assigned you to come on and work for PGN because you're always, you know, kind of telling us, you know, what the Lord says and giving us the healthy prophetic word to go along with it. Like eating strawberries, blueberries, things that can really get us into a healthy lifestyle. So I'm really excited about that, and that's all I have to say as far as the testimony.
Amen. Maybe we should have everybody come on and give us their favorite healthy food, things that they create and they can share. So that they can help other people eat healthy too, but delicious because, you know, food doesn't have to be bland. It can be awesome. It can be tasty. So maybe we need to think about that. Maybe next week, everybody, when you come on, think of a recipe, some recipe that's healthy, that will be healthy for lunch, for dinner, or maybe even healthy breakfast. They say that eating eggs is good for you. Some people say no, but I know I feel better when I eat. I'll have my organic eggs, and that sustains me throughout the morning until lunchtime. And it's good, maybe with some piece of meat, you know, and I'm good to go. I'm good to go after that. So maybe recommendations of what healthy foods, because we got to take care of our bodies too. That's part of who we are. We're body, soul, and spirit. Our spirit is within us. Without the spirit being within us, the body will not have the soul. It's like it joins together and the soul is there. And so we have to take care of the body too, so we can do more for the kingdom of God. So that's everybody's assignment. What food shall we eat? We stay healthy. And you know what? You can even make some of these foods at home and grow them in your backyard, maybe on a windowsill. You know, there's herbs, natural herbs that are good for you. Oregano is good. It's an antifungal that you could add to your salads or to your chamomile is very good. Drinking green tea, that's awesome. You can make it like a refreshing tea. You know, and add a little bit of lemon and you have your refreshing tea. There's so many things that, you know, that are natural, but we always ruin it with sugar.
So I'm trying to get rid of sugar in my life because I like sugar, but I'm getting, it's not so bad. I'll drink my bubbly water instead. I don't drink, you know, a lot of sugary stuff. I'm starting not to really like it. After a while, you don't really like those foods that are bad for you when you don't have them as often. So, yeah, exercise, even if it's a brisk walk. Walk, walk, walk. Water, water, water. And good eating habits. Amen?
Amen.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, vitamins, too. My mom, before she passed away, mm-hmm. she talked about vitamins and like CoQ10, and they're mm-hmm. natural. They come from, CoQ10 and phosphatidyl. It's one that's for memory. So I don't know about anybody that.
B12.
Well, I think everybody.
For that. They say B12 is good for people that have dementia, signs of dementia. It is a good vitamin for your brain. So B12.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful with B12 when you have high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, I wouldn't recommend taking B12. So you need to look into these things before you take them, because if you have certain conditions, it can aggravate it until you're able to be at a healthy point. I know that the garlic pills, the ones that really stink, like garlic, that really strong, those are the good ones. And they bring down the blood pressure. They bring down the blood. They work very well. They work very well. And you might as well get it in something natural like that. I have a friend that has high blood pressure, and his blood pressure is getting normal just with that. He does take his regular pills, but the garlic has helped him. But he doesn't like a lot of garlic in the food. But because my background, my family are Hispanic, and they use a lot of garlic. They have like that Mediterranean background DNA in them, so they love garlic and olives and all that stuff. And so, those things are good. It's good in balance. Oregano, you know, in the oregano oil, and you make salads with that. It's really good. You know, that helps with antifungals, because some people eat too much dairy, and that creates like fungus in their body. And eating too much mushroom, too, also creates too much fungus. So, you know, all things are good in balance. You balance them out. So we can talk about that next week. Amen.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I think that's pretty much what I have to testimony. Thanking the Lord.
That was a pleasure. That was good to hear you from you, girl. Don't be the turtle, okay? Well, have a wonderful week, and I hope you're feeling better, Father. We pray that you touch Sarah from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Touch her hips, Father God, the joints, the sockets, Father God, where the hips go. Father God, we just pray that, Father God, that you bring healing to all of that, and also give her wisdom, Father God, to do things in the natural that will bring healing to her body in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for that. Help her to have to pace herself at work and to do things, you know, accordingly, and that knowing that you meet all our needs according to your riches and glory, and that even if we can't, you can, that you're the real one that supplies all our needs, not us working, but you helping us and you supplying all those needs. We thank you, Father God, because she works smarter, not harder, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well,
God
thank
you
for your next week.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Sarah. 334-590, your name and where you're from. And trust me, whoever wants to be on the line tonight, I'll get to you, okay? All right. 334-590, your name and where you're from?
It's Jayla.
Jayla.
Mm-hmm.
Jayla from Alabama. That, we have another Alabama girl. All right.
let me pray for you. Thank you. I'm going to have to visit Alabama. Too many Alabama girls in here. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for Jayla from Alabama. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, for the new breakthroughs that are coming in her life. Father God, for the new opportunities, Father God, coming into her life. I thank you, Father God, for the new people that are coming into her life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Jayla, for what you're doing, for what you're orchestrating, Father God. Thank you for that new path that she's going on that is directed by you. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Lord, I pray that you use her mightily, that you will let your light shine on her so that she, that others will see and know that there's something different about her, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the things that the assignment, the new assignments that you have for her in the name of Jesus. We praise you and give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla, for Jayla, for Jayla. I want to say Joyla, Joyla, like joy, joy, Joyla. Jayla.
Wow.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hi, Jayla.
That's really, I'm glad that you prayed that, because I feel like right now I need a breakthrough from God, because it just seems like I'm getting like redirection in a lot of different ways, like a lot of paths where I thought that God was leading me, like it's been like closed doors in a sense, and I just feel like he's just redirecting my path in a lot of different I'm not even going to say a lot. I feel like in almost every area of my life, I feel like he's just redirecting me and, like, shifting my perspective on a lot of different things and just moving me into a different place. And it's extremely uncomfortable because I feel alone in a way. I know I've talked about this before, but, like, you know, just having that sense of, like, guidance and things of that nature, like, I don't really have that. It's kind of like just me in a way, like especially dealing with like family and stuff like that and friends. So it's, you know, just leaning on God 100% and like, you know, trying to have that confidence and the boldness to truly walk in the things that he's called me to do is kind of scary, because I don't have that sense of support for real. So it's just, you know, it's different territory, and it's very uncomfortable to fully trust in him, and not only trust in him, but to trust myself to walk in what he's telling me to do.
Yeah, I get you, and I know what you're saying. And, you know, I've been there, and I'm in a different place now where I'm not looking at things in the same way. I'm like saying, okay, Lord, I'm looking at it as an adventure, like a joyful adventure. And that's what God was showing me about you, that you're going to see it in a different way. And that, because it's a lot of fear. It's like you're thinking things are like you're fearing. And, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real, because you're believing something that might not even happen, not fearing about things that might not even happen. And so God is showing you to learn to trust him and take him by the hand, and he'll guide you in all these things, and he'll show you the best side of things, and not to listen to anybody that tells you this or that, or tries to put fear in you with, you know, like what I was saying earlier about evil forebodings. You know, you're having omens about things that are not yet here. And you can fall into that trap where you open your mouth to agree with the enemy with that, and it happens. And you have to be careful not to open your mouth to say these things that I'm scared, that I'm this. No, I'm with God. God is with me. He's going to take me on this journey, and this is going to be an exciting time for me. I'm going to learn things. I'm going to meet new people, and it's going to be the best time in my life, no matter what the circumstances around me are, no matter what's going on in the world. Do you know that when the COVID was going on, I was still working.
Mm-hmm.
I was still having an income while everybody stopped working. So, you know, that's everybody thinking, you know, if I let myself believe what they thought. And it was hard for me at that season, but God was providing for me. And, yeah, there, in all new seasons, there's things that you have to learn. But if you add that stressor of fear, it's that much harder. But when you relax and you stay in God's peace, you're going to go through that season seeing that, okay, this may have been hard for other people, but, you know, when you have fear, it almost like it constricts your brain, the blood going up to your brain, and it makes it that much harder to capture. So if you learn to stay in God's peace, in his presence, that presence of God, that shalom, that, like the Jewish people call it, that shalom will keep you in his peace. And you're going to be like in a bubble, you know, where, okay, I'm seeing that this is, you know, maybe going right or wrong. But then you're going to be the one to give the solutions for the things that you see. And say, you know what, well, why can't we do it this way? And you say it in a way that's so relaxed and so at ease that you're going to be part of the solution. And that is going to also contribute to your environment. So don't believe the lies of the enemy and don't open your mouth to follow what he's saying. Follow what God says. Be in agreement with what God is showing you. And God is showing you these new open doors. He's showing you that you're going to be with new people. He's showing you that you're going on a new path, but it's God doing it. So it's so different. Walk in agreement with God that these are going to be good times for you. There's going to be joyous times for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Wow. So listen to the prophetic word over and over and remind yourself, this is what God says. This is the word. The word of God says, you know, he has good plans, a good future for you. Right? And be careful what you're thinking. God's thinking is things that he wants us to think on things that are true, that are honorable, that are right, that are pure, that are lovely, that are admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. These are the things that we have to put our mind and the God of peace will be with you.
Wow.
The God of peace will be with you. And that's where our warfare is. Not allowing the enemy to take that from us. Don't let anything steal your peace.
Wow.
That's your warfare. No, it's mine. You're not taking that away from me. In the name of Jesus, God says that the peace of God is with me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I learn and what I receive and what I hear and what I've seen, I'm putting it into practice, and the God of peace is with me. I'm going to keep my mind on things that are pure, lovely, of good report, that are admirable, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. All those things are the things that God wants to have us keep our minds on, not the things that are going to put fear in us. I can't do it. Don't follow. Don't open your mouth to say any of that, because you don't want to be in agreement with God. Be in agreement with I'm saying it wrong. Not being in agreement with the enemy, but being in agreement with God. Amen?
Amen.
And I think on the scriptures, Philippians 4:8, where it talks about it, 4:8, 7, 8, and 9. And talks about that in the scripture. So, amen. That's for you. And that's for you. And it said, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. That was verse 9. Now, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have revived your concern for me. You are indeed concerned, but you have no opportunity to show me. It's the number 8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, lovely, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, think on these things. Think on these things. So that's the part of your warfare. You know, where the enemy wants to take it away from you and put fear.
That is so true. I feel like that's something that I've battled with for a long time. It's like trying to understand my thoughts, because it's like I hear from God, but then I feel like the enemy tries to get in my head, and I get confused about certain things, and then I overthink. And then I start questioning the things that God has told me, because it's like, okay, you're not the author of confusion. I mean, yes, so why am I confused over things? You know what I'm saying? So it's like a constant battle of trying to understand, like,
You say, God has not given me a spirit of confusion, but a power of love and a sound mind. You fight them back with the word, and you stand. And don't you know, when people want to say the opposite, you know, just don't mind them. You say, Lord, I don't believe in that. I trust in you. I trust that what you say is true for me, and I thank you, Father God. I receive it. I walk in it. I thank you, Lord, and each day you just keep on. And even if your body doesn't feel like it and your mind doesn't feel like it, you get up in the morning and you say, body, line up in Jesus' name. And you know, you're going to have that day. You're going to have the day that God says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Not how your body feels, not how your brain feels. Take a shower, and before you know it, you're walking in line, and your emotions start lining up. You start worshiping the Lord. Do the things you know to do. Do the things you know to do. And that's how I, you know, there's some things that come and attack me, and I want to, like, no, uh-uh. I know my God. Mm-hmm. I know my God is able. I'm not going to believe that. I'm not coming in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not coming in agreement with that. And I'm not opening my mouth to say evil forebodings either.
Wow.
I'm going to keep my tongue shut. You know what I mean? My mouth shut. Bite my tongue. Not say anything if I'm not going to say what God says.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it. It's coming. But you got to receive it too.
Wow.
No, a lot of people don't receive their prophetic work because they don't come in agreement with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you got to spend time with the Lord and say, you know, say what he says. Before you know it, it's going to flow. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jayla, Lord. We bind that spirit of fear, of intimidation, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her mind, for setting her free, because you haven't given her that spirit of fear. For you, fear is not of you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you say that you lift us up with your victorious right hand. You're the one that does it through us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the good days that are coming, that no matter what happens anywhere, not happening for us, because we have the God of peace that passes all understanding, that even though we don't understand everything, he is there. He is able. He's able to do it all. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jayla's life. Thank you for the good reports that are coming. Thank you for the new things that are coming. Thank you, Lord. The old is passed away and the new has come in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ooh, that's exciting times, girl. What are you doing? Where are you at in life right now? What is it that you're doing?
Well, I'm at a crossroads, honestly. Like I said, I've had like a lot of closed doors that are happening. Like, it's just a lot of redirection, like in the sense of like jobs. I've lost the job that I had trying to figure things out. Like, that's another thing, like God has really put on my spirit, like entrepreneurship, but it's like that alone is very scary to me. But at the end of the day as well, like, I know throughout like the journey of my life, like even when I was younger and stuff like that, like how he's built me for that. But it's just scary. I guess you would say, like, being an adult now, and like I don't really have anybody else to depend on other than myself. So it's like,
I know what you're saying.
We talked about it before, you know, like that whole sense of stability and things of that nature. Like, it's a different type of feeling, I guess you would say. Reporting to a job and knowing that, you know, you're going to get a paycheck, you're going to get benefits and things of that nature. Like, you know what's ahead of you. First is like working for yourself and things of that nature. It's like, okay, everything is really just dependent on you, like in the sense of, okay, if you don't feel like getting up to go to work today or doing something, then you're just not going to make any money. Or if you don't want to put yourself out there, you know.
Yeah, but who says that you have to let go of a job in order to do all the entrepreneurship all at once? You can work and get a pay and then work on those things on the weekends and, you know, let your passions flow, because when you love doing something, it doesn't feel like work. So you could, while you're working and building that up and it gets stronger, then there's going to be a time where you're going to go, you know what, I'm feeling comfortable with this. I can do this. Let me let go of the job, and then I can give my total attention to this.
But work hard on it. Don't let go of one thing before you have the other one, you know, strongly stable. And God shows you, okay, it's time. You know, it's like a baby. When a baby's little, you're not going to make it walk. When it can't walk, you have to help it walk. And then when it's stable, then that baby could do it by itself. You got to feed it at first. And then feed the baby and help it to walk. And then when the baby can do certain things, then the baby can go to school. And it doesn't need mom and it doesn't need daddy. Then the teacher starts teaching it. So there's going to be a time and a season for your those plans that you have to take off, you know. And you know, but at first it's, you know, baby steps, and then it's training wheels, and then it's something else. You want to be running when you haven't even had, you know, the baby steps or the training wheels. There's steps to things growing. When you see a business, you have to look at it like a baby. You look at it when you buy a home, you have to look at it like a baby. It goes through growth first, you know, and you have to feed it the right food for it to be healthy. So the same thing you have to do. You have to work at it. But you can't just go jump on one thing without, you know, strengthening this from the bottom up. And so you have to spend time with the Lord, because he's going to show you every step of the way. But keep the job and be faithful, because there's going to be some things that you might learn in that job that are going to help you with your own job, you know, apart, whatever you're trying to do. And try to look for jobs that are similar to what you're going to do. That way you can have mentors before you really know what you're doing. You're getting paid for it at the same time. Sort of like, what do they call this? They have a name for it. Oh, my goodness, it just slipped my mind. Like when people are becoming counselors, they go and they have internships. Try to find something for maybe an internship. You know, that you can learn how to do that. You know, and learn some things, and you know, you learn. As and if you know anybody godly that's doing what you're doing, that's even better, because you're going to get godly wisdom out of that. Amen.
Right. Amen.
So I've given you some things to think about, but you still need a job. You still need a job, and so you need to be faithful in your job. Just because you plan to do a business doesn't mean that you go lax on your discipline at work. That also helps you have discipline for your own job. Because if you're not disciplined for other people's job, you're not going to do that for your own, yourself. There's nothing that's going to push you. So develop these things that you need in these jobs that you're having. Try to get similar jobs, jobs that are similar to what you want to do. Amen. You'll learn a lot.
Amen.
You know, the chef that's passionate about making food, work for a restaurant, work for somebody that, and learn from them. This is how they build their ministry. Do you know that Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders was the original owner, and he was a Christian. He became a Christian later on as he was an owner. And he took on other people, and one of the people that he took on was a man named Dave. I forget his last name. And Dave was the owner of Wendy's. He passed away. He was adopted, and he did a lot of other stuff. But he was a Christian too. He learned a lot of things. He learned the bad things from Colonel Sanders, but Dave took it to a different level, where what God wanted him to do was to help the orphans, because he was an orphan himself. And so one of the models in the Wendy's restaurants, they say no cutting corners, because they do what they're supposed to do without cutting corners. They get their job done the right way. That was his motto. Now, if they did it, that was one thing. You know, every employee is different. But you learn a lot of things from other people, and you take that. Mary Kay, I don't know if they sell Mary Kay in your area. Mary Kay was a godly woman, and she developed projects for women that were single, you know, to help women get a rise, because she became a divorcee, and it was hard for her, and they told her that she couldn't, and she started selling cosmetics. And her company went big, helping other women. So there you go. Learn from what learn the stories of these entrepreneurs and how they got there. They went through hardship. They had to pay a price. They had to work hard. They had other jobs. And yet they did what they loved. And eventually they let it go. Some started in a garage, and then from the garage it expanded. But it's not overnight. It's not overnight. And it will be much better because we are believers, and God will show us what we need to do. He'll show us what we need to do. We got God on our side, and you'll be blessed. But don't ever forget God, and always remember, whatever you do is for God's kingdom. You're going to be blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
That's the result. That's the result of what God's wanting to do with you. And with any of us, you're blessed to be a blessing. It's not just to bless you. It's so you would be blessed so that you could bless the kingdom of God and bless us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So put that always in the forefront. Because if it's for any other reason, then it's for selfish reasons. I've
right.
said this before. I think you've heard me say this before.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So is there anything else you want me to pray for you, something you want to give a testimony about, anything?
I do have one more prayer request, if you don't mind, and it's dealing, like, with my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like God talks to me in my dreams, but also sometimes I get dreams that it feels like it's not from God, because I, like, wake up and I just don't feel good about it. But I know sometimes, like, God can give me a warning. But from that, it makes me – I feel like I have, like, obsessive thoughts when it comes to certain things. So –
When you go to bed, do you pray before going to bed?
Not all the time. I feel like if anything,
well,
like, if I'll call in and listen, or, like, maybe read a couple verses or something like that. But I can't say, like, every single night I have a structured routine.
Well, when you go to bed and you're laying down there, you say, thank you, Lord, for this day. You pray and you give your heart to the Lord and tell him, you know, to protect you, keep you. Even in your sleep, we need protection. Because I remember when I was young, I was a young mother, and I had gone visit some family members. And in that house, the people that lived there in the house before, there was some witchcraft being, you know, dealt with. And so they bought the house, and I stayed over their house, and I was a new believer at the time. And when I went to sleep, I got attacked. I got attacked, and I felt like something was coming over me, pressing down on me. So the next day, and I noticed that the man of the house was having headaches. And my daughter noticed. She was a little girl. She goes, oh, you know, and I go, watch what I'm going to do. I found some frying oil, and I started anointing the house. And do you know the peace of God came over that house? And I prayed. I told the Lord, protect me, my family, wherever we go. And I always tell my friends, when you go to hotels, anoint the rooms, pray over the room, pray before you go to bed. Pray around your surroundings. To send the Lord's angels around your home. You may not see them, but they're there. And they're big and tall. I know many times I'll pray for somebody, and they've witnessed the angels. They've seen them. And so you need to pray. I remember staying at another family member's house, and they had gotten a rented house. And in that rented house, the family that was living there before had an ugly divorce. I don't know what went on in that house. But in the middle of the hallway that went to the living room, as I laid down, I had a long trip. I had driven like 12 hours, I think it was. I was exhausted, and I was like barely falling asleep. And when I look in the corner to the hallway, I saw a spirit. I felt somebody looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son said, Mom, I didn't want to say anything, but I saw a spirit down the hallway. And I go, really? Because I saw it last night, too. And I told the family member, hey, this is happening. And then they told me, oh, yeah, there was a divorce in this house. And the husband tend to watch a lot of TV with horror movies. And that was releasing a lot of spirits in the house, too. So, but I feel like there was something in the hallway that was, something had happened there in that hallway. And so we need to pray. We don't know who's been in those apartments where we lived in, who lived in the houses we lived in, who did what in the land we lived in, what was built over the land we built in. Yeah, I could tell you stories about that, where houses were built over an Indian cemetery.
Wow.
And they desecrated the cemetery to build a military station, a military base. And our houses were on top of that. So I'm telling you things that I know. So pray. You never know. Something that somebody gave you, something you bought at the thrift shop, you don't know. You never know. But it's not that you walk in fear. It's that you walk, you know, already armed and dangerous. You're already praying ahead of time. You want to be prepared. When you have your computer, do you let, you know, the people hacking in your stuff by clicking emails that you don't know? Do you not pay attention to the alerts that say, hey, you got an alert, quarantine, get it out? So the same thing goes. You need to pray and then have a little book on the side of your bed to write whatever you remember in the morning, because your dreams, you tend to forget them. And some dreams are so vivid, showing you warnings about people, warnings about things, warning about your ministry. You know, he'll show you. Things that, you know, like if somebody steals your car, it's that, you know, there's a threat to your ministry. Somebody's, you know, the enemy's trying to come against your ministry. There's different symbolisms in dreams. So pray. A lot of times it's pizza. Things you shouldn't be eating before going to bed. You know, there's different reasons. So, or maybe you're hanging around with somebody that is not doing something that's right that you don't even know about. I've walked in homes, and I even told one friend, I go, there's a bird spirit in here. I don't know what that's all about, but that's what I hear the Lord saying. There's a bird spirit. And she goes, oh, my God. And I go, what? She goes, come over here. And she turns on the light to a bedroom. Her daughter had moved in, and there was, like, tons of Tweety birds.
Oh, wow.
There were different sizes, and I was like, and she goes, you are on the dot. And I was like, oh, my God, so Tweety birds are not good. I guess she had an infatuation with them or something ungodly about them. So I don't know. I could never – I don't remember what the Lord told me. I just told her, there's a bird spirit. There's a bird spirit in this house. And so I had to stop going over there, because then I started sensing attacks on me. I was like, no, there's no changing you guys. I ain't coming back. I don't need no attacks. Not that I'm scared, but I'm not looking for them. I'm not looking for none of that. Not when, you know, when I'm not doing anything. So, yes, make sure that you're listening to the Word of God, and listen to the beginning of the show, because I gave a lot of information and about all our walk and listening to God, and even foreboding fear, and why a lot of people have anxieties. You know, it starts from when they're really young and they don't deal with it. They don't deal with that. And so, and sometimes it's before you come to Christ that you had a lot of that stuff. And you didn't know that it was that you were on the other side of the enemy camp, and God was, the enemy was using you. So there's lots of reasons. Amen.
Right.
All right, Dayla. Well, God bless you, girl.
Thank you so much, and God bless you too. It's always such a pleasure hearing from you.
It's
Thank
a pleasure,
you.
My dear. Have a blessed week. Amen. All right. Bye bye. God bless. All right. 504-282, your name and where you're from. 504-282-9013. 504-282? There. I'll come back later. 731-334, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hello, Ashley. God bless you. Give me a moment and I'll pray for you. There's been a lot of people coming on and dropping off. They think that I'm not going to, you know, take them. I will take your call if you stay on the line. People are hopping around, but I'll get to you. All right. Ashley. Thank you, Lord, for Ashley. Thank you, Lord, for Ashley in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. You know, I sense there is something that God wants you to do, like being in a secret place, maybe, you know, taking a corner of maybe the living room or the house and making that your secret place. And He wants to do and talk to you and show you something while you're in that time of being alone with Him. I believe you already know that area. And maybe you're already doing it. You probably are doing it. And this is what I'm sensing, that God is going to download some things to you in that time. It's important for you to spend that time not under fear, but it's important because He wants to show you some things so that when you hear other things being heard, you know, around you, you get clues to other things that He wants to tell you, because He doesn't always tell you everything in one form. He talks to you in different ways. Okay, so it's important, and He may be already talking to you and you're not even hearing Him, because that's one of the factors that He wants. He wants you to spend that time maybe in a sofa with your Bible reading, some comfortable chair reading. I don't know, Ashley. I just sense that God is drawing you. He may be already doing that. And I pray, Father God, you do that for her, helping her to increase in wisdom and understanding. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray that you woo her with your Holy Spirit. I pray that, Father God, you reveal the things of God, your things, Father God, for the things that she needs to hear for this time in her life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ashley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Amen. Thank you for that word. I recently had it. I called PGN. I can't remember who it was, but it might have been Jeannie. This was a little while ago, I think. But I remember someone saying something about a secret place as well. They used the exact same term. So,
really?
Yes. So I do think He wants me. I can be more intentional with spending my time with Him. Like, I always talk to God, like, throughout the day. You know, I talk
to
Him.
Do you write down what He tells you?
Yes, I do. You know, I started a journal. It was a couple months ago, and I started writing in it every day because, you know, with God, new things just happen every day. And I've been having, like, miracles happen in my life. But this is an excuse, but I've been, like, the past month, I'd say, I stopped writing in my journal, and I need to write in it again at night, but I just, I'm trying to remember all these things so I can write them in my journal, but I was writing everything that had happened throughout the day. I was writing it down for a while.
Well, you know, do this, because the other day this happened to me, right? As I woke up, I could feel God just blah, 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 blah. He started talking to me. And I'm like, wait, let me write it down because I'm going to forget this. And but I remembered the gist of what He was telling me, and so I wrote some of the things down, and then I started looking at the Word, and the Lord started telling me stuff. Then when my friend called, you know, and we were talking, and I started talking to him, and he started talking to me, and it was the same thing. It was the same thing. And I go, oh, that was you, Lord. You wanted for this point to be discussed. You wanted us to discuss this too, because there were some things that he had gotten that I didn't get, And so we talk. I talk to my friends. I talk to people, you know, and we discuss the word. And that iron sharpens iron, you know. And you need to write maybe, you know, when you wake up in the morning, just a few words, because your mind is not always awake. So write little bullets and, you know, the main idea of what he gave you. And then later on, as you, you know, take a shower and whatever, and you come to sit down and talk to him, then the word gets expanded. That, you know, the reason why God is doing this is that he's developing this habit in you, because I feel like you're going to teach it. You're going to teach certain things later on, but he's disciplining you in all of this so that later on, and even now, because I remember as a young woman, a young believer, God was using me. And some people would say, well, you know, well, that's not true. And then it would be true in the, we would find it in the word. And I knew that it was what God was showing me. And so, you know, just because you're not older doesn't mean that God can't use you even now. So write these things down, understand them, because I feel that he's blessing you to understand them, to live them out, so that you can show other people how to live them out also. Amen. Other people will depend on your obedience too. Your children will depend on your obedience too.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And those things, take them in prayer, take them over other people too. And that's powerful. The word of God being prayed in for others. Ooh, God's word will not return void. It says that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, because it's God's word being given back to him. You're coming in agreement for certain things for others, for yourself. So I sense the secret place for you. I sense like God wants you to just dedicate that daily, you know. It doesn't have to be a long time, maybe half an hour, some days a little less, some days a little more. But as you spend that time sharing, you know, I find my Bible study at lunchtime. After lunch, I read my word, and then I go back to working. And I put my Bible right back in my desk. So, you know, while I'm in my office, I'll just read. So, praise the Lord. God is doing something in your life, something good.
Yes, the praise God. Place. Thank you.
The
Thank
secret
you. I
place.
Can definitely
Woo.
See how, I can definitely see how I needed to hear that. And I think, he's drawing me to him to have that special time devoted to him. Like, I just feel like definitely wants me in a secret place so he can get me on a higher level or on a deeper level with him. So thank you for the word. I'm definitely going to be spending some more time with him like that, carve out a secret place.
Yeah, he's
going to
give you more stuff. Yeah, he's going to give you more stuff in that time, you know, and then other things will start making sense, and you'll hear God speaking through other people. It'll be so much easier to hear him talk in other things when you spend time with him. It's almost like it draws it to you. It's really fun. It's fun. You're like, God, I heard you. And you know it because you sense it in your spirit, man. It's not like everybody knows it, you know, not with the head knowledge. You know it with your spirit. It's like your spirit, that was God. That was God. You learn to recognize his voice. His sheep know his voice. And the voice of the enemy, they don't know it. They don't pay attention to it. It's like a dog when they hear their owner's voice, they're and they want to go over there. You know, they know, like my dad had cows and goats and different animals, and he had a truck, and it had this certain noise that it made. And so when he would come around the land, the animals would go crazy. They would recognize. They would recognize his truck, sound of the truck. And there he is. He's coming and bring us some grass. You know, he's bringing us some goodies. So, you know, we hear God's voice and our spirit leaps because we know it's him. It's him. Oh, he's here. He's going to give us some. This is God. This is God. I know that word is God. You feel it in your spirit, man. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, there's. Recently, lately, I feel like I have come to a new understanding. Like, I've been able to hear him, and I know I'm hearing his voice. And then he's so amazing because he just confirms that. And so I know I'm hearing him. So I'm learning to recognize, learning to recognize his voice more and more. And also the feeling, like the gut feeling that just comes along with it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, there's just a feeling, and you just know in your spirit. But there have been times where, like, he's had to say things, over and over to me, and then I think I might be distracted at certain times, or I don't necessarily dismiss them, but sometimes it's hard because at first I think, oh, it's just me thinking that, this is just how my thoughts develop. But then later it keeps coming back and keeps coming back, and I'm like, no, there's something here. And then I'm like, no, that's God's voice. So.
Yeah, like a mother that repeats, yeah. God repeats. You say the same thing over again. Some people don't like it, when a mother repeats. Why are you saying the same thing? Because you need to listen.
Yep.
You exactly. need to listen. Amen. Well, thank you, Ashley. It's a pleasure
thank
to hear you.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank
and
you.
Lord,
really
I just pray
it.
You bless her, Father God, help her, and as she spends time with you, Lord, I just pray that it be a fun time with you, that she will hear your voice and learn many things, and just let her have that love connection with you, Lord, that time of spending the secret time in the secret place with her, the one that loves her, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, Ashley, God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. This blog talk is okay now. 7-3-1-3-3-4. Did I do that one? 7-3-1-3-3-4, your name and where you're from. 7-3-1-3-3-4, your name and where you're from. Hello. Yoo-hoo. Are you there? Are you there? I know. I've been there on the other line waiting. All right. I have other callers. If you want to raise your hand, I have several callers without their hands up. You just dial 1 and your name will be on the line. I don't have any other callers right now. Let's try that one again. Hello? 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 All right. I got 402-214, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen. This is Sharon in New York.
Miss Sharon, it's been a while. God bless you.
I know. Right. I just had to hang in there.
Let me pray for you first, and then we'll talk. All right. Let me put you on mute, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm sorry, this is the wrong way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for Sharon. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, Father. Wait a minute, I got this one. All right, now we're okay. Thank you, Father God, for Sharon, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. I see baby steps, like you're afraid to walk, like baby steps, like you're taking little baby steps. And God says, you're strong. You can take bigger steps. And I see God saying, you can take bigger steps. Don't fear. I'm here. Don't fear. I'm here. And so God is right in front of you, waiting for you to take the next step. And it's almost like you don't trust yourself. You don't trust your steps. But God says, you can do it. You can do it. I'm here. Don't fear. I'm here. I got you. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, helping her to move forward and not look back. I thank you in Jesus' name for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Father God. We just bind that spirit of fear that paralyzes her from doing anything. And Lord, I just thank you for the freedom that you give her, Father God,
to move and have her being in you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Miss Sharon.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Yeah, thank you.
How are you?
No, it's funny. Carmen, it's funny because I literally take little baby steps to try to walk because I can't walk
really
very well. Yep. My something wrong, you know, physically.
I didn't know that.
In fact, just before you clicked on me to take my call, I was trying to walk, you know, from my bed into the other room. And I take tiny little steps because I am in so much pain and I can't walk very well. And I want to be able to walk. So that was kind of.
Well, I don't know if it's neurological or not, but I do know that when we take baby steps in faith, that God meets us where we're at. I was working as a case manager somewhere, and the terrain was really rough, and I hurt my feet walking over that with the wrong kind of shoes. But even with the right kind of shoes, it was rough, and it just hurt my nerves. And I was really walking horrible. It was hard. It was hard for me. And so God showed me. I said, Lord, what am I to do? I don't want to go to the doctors, but if I have to, I'll go. But God said, no, stretch every day. Stretch. And before you get out of bed, stretch. Bend your legs backwards. Stretch. Stretch everything as far as you can go. It's like a rubber band. As we get older, that rubber band gets stiff. And so God was helping me. And I even had pain in the hand, and I couldn't even bend it because I had banged it. Trying to help my dad with his wheelchair and everything, and I bled too. And it did something to my inner hand. And do you know, as I stretched that and moved and stretched, and each day I got better and better and better every day. And then one day I was like, wait a minute, I'm moving my hand. It's moving. Man, it's gone. I didn't even realize because I was already in the habit of doing that. So I recommend that, yes, if there is a time that you have to go to the doctor's, then you go. But meanwhile, drink water, lots of water, not a lot of junky stuff, you know, juices and stuff, water, and exercise. You just stretch, you know, when I mean exercise, I don't mean vigorous things. Just stretch it out, bend it back slowly, your legs, try to lift them up, put them on a step, and then bend forward, and, you know, do different things that will help you to stretch, even if it hurts, because I remember it hurt me. And the bottom of my feet hurt me, where they told me that I had plantar fasciitis. And a lot of the people that work with me
ended
up with the same thing. And that was hard.
Yeah.
It would just shoot up. And so I was moving. And then, you know, now I get out of bed, fine. And I had to use a cane for a little bit. And I said, no, I will not stay in this. I'm going to move. And now I move. Fine, but I have to be careful and make sure that I exercise and stretch, because I got on my roof the other day, and boy, did I feel it, but I hadn't been exercising. So back to exercising, and low baby steps again. So I need you to do baby steps, not to hurt yourself, and always have something to hold on, and do it right there, even lying down in your bed. You're going to stretch. You're going to stretch.
Yeah.
You're going to have water to your bedstand. You have water, a bottle of water somewhere else. Always have bottle of waters nearby, and always keep hydrated. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's just confirmation, because I was thinking of all of this before I spoke to you. I mean, thinking of different ways that I can do my stretches and different things that I need to do. And I was talking to my granddaughter earlier about doing her stretches, you know, got to start with the basics. Mm-hmm. She wants to do gymnastics, so I'm telling her, you know. So, and I'm thinking about different things I can do in my apartment, you know. Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, I can't. I don't walk without a cane or a walker.
Well, I have it because I hurt myself one day because I'm always doing things in the house, and I put my foot from a chair. I went down, and I bent my ankle, and that hurt. So I had to use a cane for a little while because it swole up. But then I had that cane, so I used that because I had hurt myself at that job. But, you know, we have to take care of ourselves as we get older, you know, and be gentle to our bodies. But we have to stretch. We have to exercise. And you know what? It feels good to run in the treadmill now. Before, at the beginning, it was like, oh, I'm out of breath. But then every time I go a little further and a little, and it's like, it seems like almost effortlessly.
I can't even imagine being able to run again, you know?
Baby steps.
It's terrible. It's really terrible.
Yeah, but you have to get there.
I was an athlete, so this is not good.
Really?
Yeah.
You were?
Yep.
Wow. So you know how to go about taking care of yourself and, you know, what I'm talking about, right?
Yes,
all right.
I do.
So you're going to take baby steps to do that. Jesus said he got it. He's got it. Jesus said he's got it.
I'm so glad. Thank you. I'm very grateful.
This is the Lord
talking
to you. Mm-hmm. This is the Lord talking to you. You've got it. And every time you do that, you ask him to help you. Lord, help me, help me, help me. Lord, heal me, heal me, heal me. And before you know it, you're like, it's gone. I'm doing okay. And, you know, yesterday I had pain.
Oh, that would
and
be
I woke
so
up.
Great.
And you know, I even feel that little pain because, I abuse myself. Sometimes I go up on the roof. I had to take care of some things up there and do some handyman work, handywoman work.
Right.
And I like being up on the roof because I can see everything and I start speaking to guys. I pray up there.
You know.
That's my upper room.
Yeah.
That's my And so I'm up there and I'm talking to the Lord, but it was starting to get windy. So I said, I better come down because it's getting too windy. So, I enjoy myself, but then I paid the price because I was trying to go down the stairs and, you know, the body isn't the way that it used to be. And I'm already in my 60s, so I gotta take care of myself. A lot of people don't know that, you know, I'm that old and they think that I'm younger. So because I try to take care of myself, you know, I have to because I have I live by myself, so I have to do it all on my own. So I'm not alone because Jesus is with me, and he helps me, and he's helping you too. He's helping you too. So, Ms. Sharon,
you
know
much.
How to exercise. I want you to start doing baby steps, just stretching. Do that for a week, stretching before you get out of bed. And so next week when you call in, let us know what's going on. What you did, give some advice on what worked for you, okay?
All right.
And next week, I'm going to take calls of good diets, good recipes for healthy eating, whatever you know that's healthy. Try to think of something that's delicious so you can share it with us on the show next week. Amen?
This is coming to me. I thought about this earlier when you were talking to someone, and it's coming back to me to say something. You know, you were talking about garlic, right? You were telling someone, okay, raw garlic is what is best. Raw garlic, not cooked, not in a pill, because you can't get it in the pill. So the pill is not going to work. Raw garlic, if you eat it within 10 minutes of, you know, cutting it up, you get, you know, that it's, I can't think of the word right now, but it's, like you said, it's the thing that makes it smell, the strong odor of garlic. That enzyme is what is so healing, and it will clear your lungs. It will fight infection. It's very much recommended to eat every day, 2 or 3 cloves a day. I used to just give it put a little bit on a piece of garlic toast
and
just eat it that way. It was really good. So or garlic bread, you know, or cheese bread, you know, cheese. And
with garlic with olive
that's
oil.
That's the way to eat it is not, don't cook it. It won't do any good. I mean, there's even
does.
This.
Some
one.
People dehydrate it and they put it in capsule form because some people just don't like the flavor of it. So when they take it in capsule form, it still does good. But you're right. It's more potent when it's not cooked or nothing's done to it. You are right about that.
Yeah. I
but
this one
sounds
doctor
good.
He's
just,
got his own he's got his own vitamins and minerals and everything that he sells, and he put on there he doesn't sell the garlic pills because they don't work. Not like
they do, they
do.
I have friends that take them, you know, that they have them in like dehydrated
and
then they grind them up and put them in pill form and you could still smell them. They're still strong. And I trust you. Trust me that these pills have lowered his blood pressure. They have.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it does.
You know,
I mean, but you are
said,
right.
Something else she said, I've been wanting to take B12,
mm-hmm.
but you said to watch it if you have high blood pressure.
Yes, yes. You got to talk to your doctor because it can raise your heart, your blood pressure.
Is it a blood thinner?
No, it just messes with your your blood pressure. I mean, it makes your blood pressure go up. I know that I don't have any problems with my blood pressure. When I take it, I feel alert. I feel energized. But with somebody that's already having the high blood pressure problems, it can be dangerous for them.
Well, I don't.
So, yeah.
With me, it's kind of like when the pain is what causes my blood pressure to go up. So that's why I have to do something about the pain because that's the only time that my blood pressure's up. And so, but I've been wanting to take B12, you know, for the brain.
Well, I was taking collagen in powdered form, beef collagen. It's a big jar, and they sell it in the Costco. And the thing that I was doing for my hair. To, you know, make it thicker.
Right.
You know, I've always had, you know, thin hair and since I was, you know, a kid and I wanted thicker hair, things to, you know, make it look nicer and for it to grow faster. So I was taking it and I was looking on a video and it says the people that witnessed to it taking it, that it was good for their joints. And even people that had bowel problems, irritable bowel syndrome, that taking collagen, like it made the lining of their stomach better. And they were feeling better. They were feeling better about their joints. And so many other things, the hair.
Yeah. How did it work on your hair? How did it work?
Well, I mean, I wasn't able to continue with it, but the time that I was, and I'm taking it again, and I could feel my hair a lot, like, getting thicker and growing fast. But a funny story, a friend of mine was taking it, and I said, you know, because he's not a hairy person, so he goes, you know what? I was taking the collagen, and one morning, this real long hair grew out of my chin.
That's funny.
So it was helping him, but
well,
maybe not all in, you know, all spread out.
right.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You know, we're all experiencing. Everybody that's taking it, it's helping them, and it helps the joint too. You know how you hear some people that when they get up, you hear their joints screeching. You know, they're like. Well, it helps that too. Yeah, it helps the joints to lubricate the joints.
You said
so,
you got it at Costco?
I'm sorry?
You said you got it at Costco?
Yes. Man, what is it called? I think it starts with a P. It's a light blue bottle, light blue container. It's plastic, and it has blue and white design on it. I forget the name of it, but they have it sometimes on special. So that's what I get. It doesn't go bad.
It doesn't go back, right. So you can get several of those for, you know. But when you do begin with two scoops a day for at least 1 or 2 weeks, and then take it once a day. And continue once a day. You could put it in your coffee or in your juice. It doesn't taste like anything. Just mix it well.
Okay.
Mix it. And okay. That's good. And you feel better. You do feel better. It's good for your back. You don't
well,
feel as
sense.
Much pain.
That makes sense.
Yeah, look it up
online.
Yeah, you look it up online, and you can hear testimonies
okay.
of people saying that. You could also get it in bone broth. But
right.
I'd be careful with bone broth because some people can't have a lot of that, and it can give them gout, you know. But, you know, the soup with the bone and all that stuff, every once in a while it's good to eat that because that helps you with your collagen in your body. That's a natural way of getting it, too. You know, so,
right.
you know, beef.
Well, thank
beef
you soup, the advice.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but be careful with the B12 because that can raise your blood pressure.
Okay, I'm
All
glad
right.
you said something. I'll ask the
Baby
doctor.
Steps. All right,
yeah.
baby steps, remember.
All right, honey.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
God bless you.
All right. 504-282. I'm trying again. Is there anybody there? All right. We have other callers. If you want to raise your hand, I'll be more than happy to take your call. If not, end the show. Nobody else? Hello? Is there anybody there? 504-282. Lord, I pray that you bless them, whoever they are. Bless them and keep them and help them, Father God, in their struggles, Lord. And thank you, Father God. I just pray that you bless them financially. In the name of Jesus, that I pray this over everyone, that God, I pray, Father God, that you are their light and their salvation, Lord. And Lord, that we are not to be afraid. We thank you, Father God, for all the things that you do for us. You are our hiding place. You are our secret place, Lord. Protect everyone, Father God, and bless them and guide them and keep them. From the evil one and help them, Father God, that whenever you show them things, that they will not let the warnings in their spirits go unchecked in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless Prophet Randy and all the ministers and the PGN family, Lord. Bless them all in Jesus' name. Amen. And okay. Well, good night, everybody, and have a blessed week. And hope to hear from you next week. Remember, eat healthy, exercise, but most of all, seek the Lord first in all you do, and all these other things will be added on. Amen. God bless. Amen.